Blog Talk Radio. I'm a beat that. floor. Bunny 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 floor.
Thank you. I'm touching the feminine. feminine. I'm touching the feminine. Fest is amplified during Labor Day and Memorial Day weekend. There's Philly Pride in April, there's Miami Sizzle and DC Pride in May. New York City Pride in June, and now, get ready for the first ever Atlantic City Pride, taking 4th of July weekend by storm. As Atlantic City's first and openly widely recognized lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer organization, this Atlantic City Gay Pride will be taking place July 5th to the 9th at the resort to Beachfront Casino and Hotel. This weekend's event will be hosted by Daryl Stevens of Noah Park, with celebrity appearances by Nia Sky, Kobe Klinger of The Real L Word, and more. This Atlantic City Pride is open for everyone in our community. This event gives towards both the lesbian and gay communities, as well as co-ed events, rooftop pool parties, concerts, beach parties, nightlife parties, and more. And for the ballroom crowd, the first annual Good Atlantic City Pride Mini Ball Deluxe, presented by D. Thomas in association with Lucky Balenciaga and the legendary Hall of Famer, Miss Teresa Mizrahi. Taking place Sunday, June 8th, in the main ballroom at the resort, Beachfront Casino and Hotel. On the turntables, DJ Bonalora. On the mic, Greg Evisu and the legendary Kevin J.Z. Prodigy. Behind the camera will be ballroom throwbacks. Grand Prize, open to all gold performance battle royale, boys vs. girls. $500, boys in blue and white, girls in red and white. Mini Grand number 1, Butch Queen Sex Dying, the Sexy Life Guard, for $150, 3 trophies, 1 cash prize. And Mini Grand number 2, open to all runway, European versus All American, the Risk Boat Model, simple, clean, cut, and molest, in a white t-shirt and blue jeans, 2 trophies, 1 cash prize for $150. All categories can be found on Facebook by searching First Annual Risk Atlantic City Pride Mini Ball Deluxe. Doors will open at 3 p.m. Ball will start at 4 p.m. sharp. This ball will start on time as the venue is reserved until 8 p.m., so please be on time. $25 entry fee all afternoon. House tables are free. All house leaders and parents should contact Lucky Balenciaga or Teresa Mizrahi to reserve tables. First come, first serve. There will also be a fully equipped bar with top shelf liquor. The Atlantic City Police Department has been hired for security, so please leave the drama at home. For information regarding the ball, please contact Lucky, the Prince of New York City Balenciaga, at facebook.com/theprinceofnyc, or also the legendary icon Hall of Famer, Ms. Teresa Mizrahi, at facebook.com/teresa.wando.
Legendary Mother Aisha Prodigy Umar and legendary Mama Kelly Kapoor and TJ present the I Love New York Ball. Come take a bite out of the Big Apple. Come get your motherfucking life. Come get some coins. Come serve the runway. I Love New York 2012. Come get your life June 23rd at the Gay and Lesbian Center. Ball starts at 2 p.m. So be there. Tickets. Make sure you make your purchase ASAP. Talk to you soon. Mwah. I love New York. Like fire, burning like an incinerator. This is the Inferno.
Mother, Isis, Iskara, Malcolm, Balenciaga, and Father, Larry Mizrahi, bring to you the most anticipated event in the OKI region. The Inferno Ball Part 4, Zodiac, on Saturday, June 9th, 2012, at the American Legion, 2107 Crumbs Lane, Louisville, Kentucky. $25 all night. Commentator, Icon Jack Vibrani, with the DJ, Legendary Bonalore. Grand prize, over to all runway, $1,000. Plus $20 pot, stars, purple, statements, plus legends. Bring to life one of the Zodiac signs. Three trophies, one cash prize. Mini grand number one, with Queen Sex Siren, $500. Junior versus Catboy. Three trophies, one cash. Mini grand number two, female figure performance, for $500. Open to all foot and eyes with secret weapons, $250. Two trophies, one cash. Foot Queen, bold stamp, soft versus dramatic. $100 plus $10 fine. Reddit with a twist, $150. Post hotel for the evening, the Holiday Inn, Southwest. 502-448-2020 and ask for the Inferno rate for $79.
The Inferno.
It is an early ball, so be on time, because it will end on time. Don't forget the Inferno Aftermath on Sunday, June 10th, 2012.
Tonight on the show, honey. Let me go get my girl from Miss London, honey, and bring her on, honey. Hold on, wait. Let me see. Somebody's hitting me up on Facebook, honey. Okay, hold on. Let me go get Miss London and bring her on. So I'm going to bring my girl from Miss Lexi on, honey.
I come every time you come around my London, London Bridge, wanna go down like London, 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 wanna go down like London, London, London.
Malta, Malta, European verb. You have to verb like a lady. Let me show you. Cut. Pussy.
Lady. You're supposed to vote like a lady. Say it in one spot.
Ha. Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. What's the chambers for you?
London.
Kelly McAlley, hello.
Hello, Miss London, how are you doing?
Hello, my lovely sweetheart. I'm doing lovely. How are you?
I know that's right, honey. What's the tea?
Oh, nothing much. I went to D.C.
Oh, you was in D.C.?
Yeah,
Miss
Khan tried
to attack. We haven't got Alexis' intro ready yet, but it's still being worked on. But we're definitely going to bring my girlfriend on because she definitely gets her tea. She definitely travels to the balls. And the thing is, she gets her shit started. Alexis, you're live on the air.
Hello, everyone. Hey, London. Hey,
hello,
Kelly.
Alexis.
Yes. Hold on. We have a caller so early. Hold on. I don't know what this caller wants. 404-698. You're live on the air.
Out and started my family back.
Okay. I guess not. They're gone, honey. They're gone, honey. But yes, we are definitely here. We are live on the air, honey. Baby, we're definitely going to get this madness started at all types of things, honey. I'm going to wait for Rodney to get on before we talk about DC because he's still at work. So before we talk about DC, we're going to wait for Rodney to get here, and then we'll start talking about DC, honey. But let me tell y'all about Miami, honey.
Well, hold on,
baby,
Kelly. Hold on, Kelly, before you start. I don't know how hot Miami is, but, bitch, when you come home tomorrow, I'm coming over to your house.
Baby.
It is hot. In New York City.
Oh, it's hot in New York City?
Bitch, hot is an understatement.
Baby, well, I'll be back in New York City, honey, in less than 9 hours, honey. I leave Miami first thing tomorrow morning. I have the first flight out of Miami in the morning, honey. Baby.
Queen Nefertini 007 in the chat room. Don't worry about me. You just worry about you, okay? I have me, okay? Thank you. Continue, Kelly.
Okay. Keisha, you're live on the air.
Hey, guys. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Alexis.
Hey, Keisha.
Hi, London. I'm sorry. First and foremost, Kelly, I have to say, Alexis, I don't know you personally, but you are like a sister in my motherfucking head, because every time you say something, it goes, I'm like, I was just thinking the same motherfucking thing, and I had to say that. You are like a sister in my motherfucking head, because, baby, it is hot as hell in NYC.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it's hot like that in New York City?
Oh, God, Kelly, it's disgusting.
Kelly, when I walked in the door from coming back from D.C., I walked in the door, dropped my suitcase at the door, dropped my purse on the sofa, and I went straight to the shower. It was just that hot. From the time I walked in the front door to the time I got upstairs, it was
Kelly,
just that hot.
Kelly,
yes?
I was in D.C., and I had a terrible time. D.C. is not the same anymore. It was a hot fucking mess.
Keisha? I don't know where you were.
We're not going there yet. Yeah, we're not.
Okay.
I did meet Ashanti and I met Tiara Marie. And Kelly, I won $300.
I know, that's right.
They
at
had
the
this,
contest?
No, the club. The club where they threw the $5,000 in the air.
In love.
Mind you, I got kicked in my back, but I'd be all right. They threw $5,000 at this club and was grab all you can get. So they threw the money in the air, and all these fat, everybody was jumping for the money. Bitch, I won it with $300.
I don't know, baby. See, I wouldn't have had time for all of that, honey. Scrabbling and people kicking and pushing and all that.
I got kicked
in
my back.
Had all of that.
But Lexus, you must have known some different parties. I did not have a good time at all.
Well, Keisha, what you fail to realize, I am the party. So wherever I am, trust me, there is a party.
I know that's right, honey. I know that's right. Well, let me tell y'all, while we wait for Rodney, let me tell y'all about Miami, honey, okay? I got here Thursday afternoon, honey, and from the moment I got here, it was just so fucking horrible, bitch, okay? It was so many half man, half amazing, walking around the host hotel. It was just a mess, okay? It was a fucking mess. You got children walking around with 20-inch weaves, Miss Thang, looking like girls on the top and boys at the bottom, honey. Children running around, bitch. I haven't seen a pair of Durango boots in years. Children running around with poom-poom shorts and Durango boots and thigh-high boots, Miss Thang, and just looking a mess. It was just, it was so fucking horrible. When I tell y'all, the girls knew that I was here because I checked into my room at the host hotel on Thursday, and the only time I came out the room was when I came downstairs to have breakfast or to get me something to eat, and the girls was looking for me. I did not leave out the hotel or go any place until I went out on Sunday night, and Sunday night was the motherfucking tea on Sunday night at Club Space, honey. Alexis, you already know. Okay.
So,
baby,
so Kelly, when did one of the girls bite off somebody's face?
Oh, that was on Saturday. So Saturday, oh yeah, let me get to that before I get to that. Saturday, I drove to South Beach, and as I was coming back from South Beach, it took us like 2 hours to get back across the fucking bridge. So then the exit to where we had to get off of the hotel was blocked off, and so I see a fucking body bag on the motherfucking gurney on the side of the fucking road. So I didn't even know what happened. I thought somebody got into an accident or something, or somebody died or something, you know, died in an accident or something. And then I get back to my hotel room, and I check on Facebook, and Jasmine says, "Get the fuck out of Miami now." And so I'm like, what the fuck happened? So then I call her, and come to find out the person in the body bag was this bum that the cops had to shoot 7 times because he bit this motherfucking man's face off. Bitch, it was a fucking mess. It was a mess. It was definitely a mess, honey. But now let's get back to what I was saying, honey. Baby, when I tell you it motherfucking snowed, Alexis, at Club Space. It snowed from 2 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock the next motherfucking morning, bitch. It motherfucking snowed. I didn't go to sleep until motherfucking 2:30 the next afternoon. Okay? It went down in Club Space. Well, I tell you, I got to give a big shout-out to all the girls that was definitely up at motherfucking Club Space. This motherfucking weekend, the girls left from D.C. on motherfucking Saturday, Sunday morning, and came down to Miami for Club Space, and it was actually definitely cute. I really enjoyed myself. To the girls that's in London Sea Party, and y'all want to know what snow is, honey, you got to be a part of the crowd to know what snow is, because it motherfucking snowed, okay? Alexis?
Tell them to get in line for the bathroom.
Baby, it was definitely big. It was no bathroom, girl. It sat down for 6 hours because it was stuck. It was in a nasty hole, Alexis.
Girl, you started your birthday celebration early.
I started on Sunday, and if anybody's going to be in New York City on Thursday and y'all want to party with me on Thursday, I would definitely be celebrating my birthday at Esquilita's on Thursday, and it's definitely going to be going down in New York City on Thursday at Esquilita's. You already know.
Girl, Kelly?
Yes.
Are you finished? Go ahead and finish talking about Miami. I'll tell you about these
things. After that, I went to sleep. I slept for about 4 hours, and I got up, and I went to the Rumble Ball that they had last night. I got to say grand prize to Donald Couture for definitely winning Schoolboy Realness.
Come on, Graham.
I got to say congratulations to Chloe Miyake Mugler's team for definitely winning the grand prize for the performance, the Rumble Salvo. Definitely a big shout-out to Tracy Couture, his team, and a big shout-out to all the other girls that was up in the building. And a big shout-out, you know, Sanaya was definitely in the building. The party, I'm going to be getting into the club around like 1:30 on Thursday at Esquilita, so y'all want to come out and party with me on Thursday. Yeah, so... And that was it. And I enjoyed myself in Miami. I got up today, and I went to the beach with Sanaya and Ballroom Throwbacks and everybody and my Milan boys. We all went to the beach, and then we came back. We went to the pool in the hotel, and I just got back in from having dinner at Bubba Gump's with the boys. We had our last dinner in Miami. And so now I'm here, and I'm doing the motherfucking show with y'all, honey. How you doing? Oh, Maya's online. Hold on.
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop. But then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Maya.
Yes. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Yes. So much of the blizzard with the hello London, hello Kelly. Yes. Hello Alexis.
Hi Maya.
Yes, so mother, the blizzard was pouring from the girls' noses in Miami.
Baby, honey. I don't know what it was doing for those girls, but baby. It was definitely fab. It was definitely club space. Definitely did make up for my trip because I was in the hotel and I was trying to get me a ticket to get the fuck up out of here because I was ready to go.
Yes.
Yeah, funny. So, but I definitely did enjoy myself and I definitely did have fun in Miami. Definitely did not have no complaints. It's a breaking news.
Interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
okay.
Kelly.
Thank you.
Happy cake day.
Thank you. Oh, it's my birthday. I'm so happy. Oh, my God.
Yes.
It's my birthday, honey. I'm the end of the year, honey. Yes.
Happy for the earthy bug. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you to all the girls that are saying happy birthday to me in the chat room. Thank you, honey. Oh, it's my birthday, honey. Oh, my God. I'm gagging.
No,
oh,
you know, honey,
gag.
So, mother, what's your sign?
I'm a Gemini. You know why I'm gagging? Because, you know, I'm sitting here in the hotel, and I'm looking at the switchboard, and I didn't see any birthday song or anything up here, so I don't know how you pulled that off. Honey. I didn't see nothing up here, honey, or anything.
Something just flashed across my screen.
What did you say?
You probably was looking really hard.
Baby, I was looking real hard. I was going through all the things and everything. I didn't see no song or nothing up here. And I was like, well, what the fuck is going on, honey? And then you played the song and gagged to me, honey. Yes, honey.
Mother told me to tell you happy birthday, and your Detroit snack will be waiting for you.
Oh,
and
thank
I thank you. Yes.
Baby. Yes. It's my birthday. Oh, my God. I'm so old, honey. I turned 21 today, honey. Baby, yes. 21.
20 who?
Are you counting in Chinese years?
Adult years.
I'm counting. I'm 21, and I'm fabulous, honey. And it's my birthday, honey. Hold on. We got a caller. 714-341. You're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
I just wanted to tell you happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, darling.
You're welcome. This is Taylor. Yeah.
Was that an A for A ring on your line, Tasia?
Ooh.
Honey, thank you. It's my motherfucking birthday, honey. But while we wait for Rodney to come on, we can get Alexis and London's recap of the motherfucking ball, honey, and then we'll get Rodney's when he comes on. So Alexis and London, can y'all give us the recap of the ball?
Basically, the highlight of the night was attacking Marcus in the back.
The what?
The highlight of the night was Econ attacking Marcus in the back.
Econ did not attack Marcus.
That chair that he kicked was in the top.
Econ didn't want to fight Marcus. And I'm just going to leave it like that. Econ didn't want to fight Marcus.
So what did he want to do?
He was just back there yelling and screaming, knocking over drinks, kicking chairs. She didn't want to attack Marcus.
It's just looking as ugly as ever. No, but the ball was cute. James did great. There was not really any more highlights. The ball started late. I got there around 5 a.m. I'm just now getting back home, but that's really it.
Oh, shit. I like this.
First, let me say congratulations to James. I really enjoyed myself. I don't think I would have been in D.C. if it wasn't for him. The ball was cute. We had a nice time. FYI, and I know I'm going to probably catch a lot of slack because I brought this up last night at the cookout. A production... You must know all your words. First and final warning.
And I thank you.
But, and so who are you talking about?
I told Rodney. I already told him.
What? Are you talking about the beginning part or
yeah.
Not the part where you were reading.
The part where he was supposed to be talking. I got this. We talked about it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, can I give a recap from the weekend?
Let me recap the weekend. I got to D.C. on Saturday. You know, I'm not really a club-type person, Kelly. I really try to stay away from everybody. I like to stay to myself or, like, you know, my good girlfriends or whatever. So Saturday, I didn't go out. 6:24, I want to say big shout-out to Marcus. Thank you for my hotel. 6:24, Kelly is legendary at the Courtyard Marriott, 900 F Street, Washington D.C. Northwest. It is now deemed legendary. That room did numbers. It did shows. It did a lot of snow. It just was a lot going on. The party started around 12-ish. I didn't go to sleep till about 2 the next afternoon. And James called. They had a cookout at Carlos. Oh, once again, thank you, Carlos Balenciaga, and your lover, Harold, BB, everybody in DC for all the food. Kelly, when I tell you, you miss a nasty meal.
Baby, you know I'm on a diet, so baby.
Oh, well, bitch. Oh, well, motherfucking Chanel. You would have broke a diet, mistake. That food
yeah.
was everything. Carlos and them, they opened up their house, and we had James called me about the cook. I couldn't make it. I was tired. So I got up that night. I went to Love. Love was $60 to get in. I don't pay that much to get in a gay club. I'm sorry. I stood outside with my niece, and we stood outside, and we laughed, and we kiki with because it was a straight club next door. So we laughed and talked with the trade all night till everybody came out the club. And then that's when the after hours. Oh, we went to the ball. Okay, yeah. We went to the ball, enjoyed the ball. Econ put on all that front end, you know, like she wanted to attack Marcus, and it was just a lot. Then Milan and Marquise, Ebony. They said they were playing, but it ended the ball, and then it was another confrontation with Mark Kahn and Marquise Ebony. So that went on. They got that under control, and then we went on outside, and then the after hours started. Kelly, the after hours was everything. It was everything. I didn't go to sleep until like 3 the afternoon.
Hold on, like this.
I now welcome you, the legendary, iconic, overall father prodigy, Rodney, Realness, Urban, let's go.
What you?
Rodney.
Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle, pal. Yeah.
Rodney.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Yes.
Hey, Rodney.
Hello.
Hey, Maya. Who else on the phone? Anybody? R.R., John, Devon.
What's
going on, Alexis?
Hey, Uncle Rodney.
What's going on?
Okay, so Alexis, go ahead and finish.
So, you know, after the after hours, oh, big shout out to Shawnee's. I got a chance to meet her this weekend. She is such a sweetheart. You know how you get to know people outside of the ballroom and you find out that they're like just a totally different person. Just like I used to hate you, Kelly. After I get to know you, you were like, you know what I'm saying? So I really, Shawnee's, I got to meet Shawnee's and sit down and talk with her. We had a really nice conversation.
Sweet.
And then we went back to Carlos' house the next day and they cooked again and... Welcome to the League of Punches. Everybody read the Aga. They call it the Aga Juice, Kelly, at first. Chicken Ebony read the punch, and it snuck up on him, and he's paying for it now. I'm just going to leave it like that. But welcome to the League of Punches, the Aga Punch. It is a doozy. And that was pretty much it. I got up this morning. I ate the leftovers from the cookout and came on back to New York. And here I am sitting in this sweltering high apartment until Friday.
I know that's right. Yeah, hold on. Before we get Rodney recap, let's take some of these callers. We have a bunch of callers. Hold on. 347-316, you're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, everybody. This is Kiana.
Hi, Kiana.
I wish you a happy birthday, and I wish you many, many more. God bless you.
Hello.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Hello, Mother Lunch Lady.
Okay. That wasn't that Kiana. That was another Kiana. 718-304, you're live on the air.
Hello, Kelly. I want to say happy birthday to you and wish you many, many more. And hello, everyone. Hello, Rodney. Hello, Alexis.
Hello.
Hello, Maya.
Yes.
And another thing is, I wish somebody turned the volume down on their computer because it sounds like somebody's doing A for A. It keeps
I'm so sorry. I'm not on my computer. I'm working from someone's laptop, and I'm not on 8th of A. You already know it's after 12 o'clock. It's my birthday, so this thing keeps popping up, and I'm not going to turn the sound off.
Oh, okay. All right.
Kelly, that ringing sound is coming from someone's computer. That's the A for A. You know how A for A sounds.
Yes, that's the A for A.
Maya, can you just turn your computer down?
I thought it was the Facebook chat keep popping up, because they keep popping up.
That's A for A.
That's London.
Okay, well, that got to be somebody else then, if it ain't the Facebook day.
Because that beat is legendary.
That might be your other profile you logged into, Kelly.
No, baby, I'm not logged into no more profile. Thank you, darling, for definitely calling in. The next caller we have is private caller. You're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly. Happy birthday.
Thank you, darling. Oh, sorry. I couldn't hear you. 973-708, you're live on the air. 973-780, you're live on the air.
What's up, Kelly? This is Baby. How you doing?
Hey, Baby.
Hi, everybody.
What's going on, Baby?
Hi, everybody. Hi, Alexis. I want to say happy birthday, sis. Love you. Can't wait for you to get back.
Hey, Baby.
Thank you.
All right. Just put me back on hold.
Okay. Rodney, go ahead with your recap, Rodney.
We doing the balls or the weekend in general, or what are we doing?
The whole weekend, whatever you, however you want to do it.
Okay, well, I'll start with the ball first, and I'll get into my weekend. I got to the ball. We went to Love. And we partied. Fred, myself, Alexis, Carmen, Rashawn. We all went to Love. I got there. We parked the car. Was going up to the door. They did say. The line was long as hell. So they told us, you know, $60 to jump the line, $20 to wait in the 2-hour line or whatever. So that I was going over there, I saw someone that was working, and they whisked me right on in the door. So, I felt like a VIP, went on in for free and went into the VIP section of the club, had drinks all night. So I had a good time. I started off on the right foot, and then we got to the ball. We left Love. Forcefully, we had to go to the ball. So we got to the ball, and it had already begun once we got there. It was probably like on the first or second category, like a virgin category, whatever. So we didn't get a chance to do that. So we got in and got my team pretty much together. Well, actually, it was someone else's team, but we got the team together and we talked a little bit, and we went outside and actually listened to the production. For the first time. So you know how that goes. And me and Alexis, we did talk about the peanut butter, the something you said, however it goes.
Bubblegum.
But the bubblegum. But you know the words, but when you put it to track and you have like a 2-second delay, but your mind is already focused on memorizing the words, it comes out a little bit off, a little bit. So I had a couple of, like my attorney told Alexis, she was on the panel, and she had all the power in the world to chop us if the production wasn't on point to her satisfaction. Don't chop it, go to the left.
You and your attorney.
Uh-huh.
The legend that was sitting right there. I asked, and nobody could answer me. So the other 12 judges didn't. I said, okay, maybe I'm wrong, but okay.
No, I mean, there's nothing wrong with being a Kelly or a Rodney or a Tony Revlon at times.
No. See, you want to go there, because what y'all do, y'all will let it go and just get on the show and read it. I wasn't reading.
No. We didn't become public enemies number one by letting it go. We became that way because people always say, we're so shady. We always chop. They're scared to walk because we're going to chop them. They don't do this and that.
Okay.
That's how we got the way. So now, because we know we are on the panel, The other people are going to automatically not chop because they know we're there. So that's how we became more lenient and let us fly.
We had this conversation.
I got you. You've learned. You're there now. You've learned. Yes, I would like to say congratulations to Team IHOP on the grand prize win. It was myself, Shawnee Ebony, Mother Ebony, Little James Khan, Kevin Balenciaga, and Juju Revlon. Team
and
IHOP.
Who was who?
Say it again. As far as the people playing.
Sex Siren
was Julius Revlon.
And who was the
Real stuff in the beginning. I was first. I was All American Runway. Little James Song was Performance. Shanice was Faith. Kevin Aga was Realness. And like I said, Juju was on the Sex Side.
Okay.
Yeah. And also congratulations to Selena Prodigy for her win for Hand Performance. Congratulations to Alpha Khan. And especially Hurricane for their both them team that won best dress. I saw a couple of people with trophies. I think best dress went to Father Clarence Starr. But I saw another young man with a trophy as well who walked best dress. He was a Revlon. So I don't know if they had like a version or two separate ones, or I don't know how that category went. And congratulations to Naija Balenciaga. She won Film Queen Realness, and she also won Overall Realness. For, I don't know if it was the cast or not, but she won Overall over all the realnesses. And I want to give a shout-out to the legendary Realness boys, Fred Chanel, Faith Herrera, Earl Balenciaga, David Illuminati Chanel, Dede Khan, and who else am I missing? Who else? Just one more.
David was
the
one on the tattoos.
Yeah, that was David.
Okay.
Yeah, he was sitting
right there. Since you brought up Faith Herrera, can anybody tell me what happened with him and Selena outside the ball? They said she had her shoes off. She wanted to attack him. She was calling him all types of dick sucking faggots and everything.
They are in a relationship, so they, you know, it was just an argument to me. We tried to stay away from that and move to the side.
They said Selena put extra food in her cheeks for Faith to eat later on, that he wanted to go out and eat.
Oh my god.
So it was a big thing.
But I do want to say that the quality of the people that was there was very phenomenal. I'm going to give a couple of shout-outs for them coming to D.C. and representing. You had the overall mother and father of Chanel, Dee Dee and Fred. Again, you had Faith. You had some hierarchy of Ebony. You had Dexter. You had Chicken. You had Mike Haynes, Shanice, and a host of Ebonies. Of course, you had the Balenciaga, Harold and the crew represented. You also had Jamie Blahnik, Milan Blahnik, Econ Blahnik. You had Shannon and Buzz Songz. Overall Father Fred was there. You had the Midwest. You had Goddess, my soul sister. You had, it was just, the people definitely came out and supported James from near and far. In addition to the partying, they came for to support James as well. And I'm sure he was definitely happy with the people that he saw that were at the ball.
Everybody that's calling my phone, y'all know I cannot answer my phone. I'm on the show right now, and y'all calling my phone. I don't want to be mean. I know it's my birthday, and I know everybody is texting and everybody is calling my phone. But can y'all please hold on until after the show? I'm not home. I do not have 3 house phones to work with tonight. I'm only working with my cell phone, and y'all gonna die. Y'all gonna kill my cell phone, and I'm on the balcony in the hotel because The phone does not work in the room. It's horrible service in the room. But I thank everybody for calling.
Does anyone know how to get a ring back tone on 8x8, like, so it wouldn't be the same ring?
I just logged in on the chat room, so I want to give a shout out to the chat room. Hello, chat room.
Hello.
Yeah, well, everybody in the chat room, honey.
I just got breaking news that Dawn the Crocs, Mother Dawn the Crocs, is out of jail, and she's looking amazing.
Oh, I know that's right. Welcome, OMG. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, in DC there was a lot of surprise categories. I like that. James did a good job with that.
And the ball was actually over, but they did at the end, they did a, like, open to all runway just for those people who didn't participate. And that's when the actual, you know, the little arguing or whatever was commencing on the panel with Milan and Marquise. But the ball was actually over already. It was just, you know, had a little more time to play with. So the ball didn't get shut down because of all categories were already called and everything was over. So
I'm glad you said that, Rodney. If you know what, if you chop somebody, regardless of who house they're in, don't take your chop back.
Don't do what?
Don't take your chop. I mean, if you chop them, you chop them. But don't, once you find out who they are or what house they're in, then you take your chop back.
But what if you chop them and they come back and they call you a liar?
Well, no, it wasn't a liar. They said they didn't chop them.
Which category was that in particular?
So y'all just going to make
that room.
Okay, no problem. Selena Khan chopped Corey Evans. I mean, damn, Corey Chanel. And they was like, who chopped him? So nobody said nothing. So everybody, Harold, Fred, everybody came to the panel like, well, who chopped him? Who chopped him? Nobody. They were like, did you chop him? She said, it would take Harold to repeat how it was said. But she said no. And so then Selvin went to her or whatever, and when, you know, after everything was said and done, when Corey came back to, you know, the battle, that's when Selvin stopped the whole battle and was like, she chopped you. And then it just turned into a whole uproar. Then it was time for them to vote. You know, they let Corey come on, whatever. They let him battle. And after the battle, Goddess broke the tie, and that's when everything started. Because people were like, fuck Chanel, da da da. Then it just was like arguments from there. It just was a big thing. But, you know.
Since you brought up Selvin's name, I got a message that just came through my box. They said, is Selvin so pressed for the Khans to win? Yanni had just finished battling. Why would she make her battle Jasmine right after that? Why she couldn't get a breather?
Oh. Well, Mother Kelly, some tea just came across my screen.
Here you go.
Hello.
Go ahead, Maya.
Go along, Maya.
Yeah, someone said, what's to do with Mother Latoya Herrera Couture about to shoot Jay Couture and Coup de Chanel at the park? Is it true they stole from Mother, and is Jay still a couture?
Kelly.
Hello?
Kelly.
You already know.
Well, I'm just reading what comes across my screen, Mother.
I know you're reading what comes across your screen, which you already know, honey, baby. Honey, I don't talk couture. And that's why I'm one of a kind. Honey, hold on. We have a call of 540-394. You're live on the air.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Auntie Kelly. This is Baby Boy Revlon.
How you doing?
Congratulations, baby boy. I forgot to mention your category. Congratulations on your win for legendary performance.
And I want to say congratulations to James on his little success on the ball. And it was kind of shady that a lot of people didn't attend, but it was all good. And congratulations to you, Rodney, and your team.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know what? Somebody brought that up. We were talking about that. I don't think
Alexis, before you go, sweetie, I'm so sorry, but whoever calls in, I'm going to need you to say happy B-Day first.
I'm sorry?
Happy birthday to Kelly, what she's saying.
Happy birthday, Auntie Kelly, for the third time, because I told you on Facebook before you got on the show.
Thank you.
I love you. You're so shady, but I love your classic shade.
Thank you, my love.
You're welcome.
Now, Alexis, you can get the phone.
I don't think James advertised. A lot of people didn't know. A lot of people said they didn't know it was a ball that weekend or whatever, and I don't think it was, like, really advertised good enough, but I think next year maybe it will be a little better. But for the little bit of people that was there, we had a nice time.
Mm. Okay, honey.
Private
caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
I want to say two things. Happy birthday, Hua.
Thank
you.
Happy
birthday to New York City.
Yes.
And Alexis, you sound a little low over there, honey. You fix your phone over there. You sound like you're in the backdrop.
Naima.
Hey, Rodney.
What's going on, Naima? How are you?
Fine.
Naima,
yes.
Go put some mayonnaise on your sandwich, yeah? That's safe to do, girl.
Only if you bring the fish.
So, $5, mother $5, are you content with being a private girl?
What do you mean?
Your number comes up private all the time.
Oh, you know, because, see, I call from my house phone.
Everybody, look. Everybody be quiet for 1 second. Kelly.
Yeah.
Before I get the backlash of this phone call, I want to give a special shout out to my father, who was definitely in the building, Tony Revlon.
Yes, Granddaddy was in the building?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely. He was having fun. He was definitely having fun as well. So that was good. He was smiling, him laughing with everybody and joking and stuff. So he was definitely enjoying himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Naima, how was your conversation with Verizon today? Yes.
Not too much, Maya.
How was the customer service?
Anyway, happy birthday, Kelly. When you come back here, we're going to go out and have a lunch or something like that, have a cocktail or something when you come back to New York.
Yes, honey. We probably in on Thursday night at Esquilita's.
Oh, okay. All
so
right.
You always want some Butch Queen cock or tail. Girl, go sit down somewhere.
I know you ain't talking, and you were trying to have a fantastic weekend.
I had a wonderful time.
Kelly and Alexis, were you on the panel for Legendary Performance, Alexis?
I was trying to avoid this.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yes. Well, one, because the team that I got, the team that came, let me tell y'all what came to my Facebook, because I'm just getting on Facebook since I've been in Florida. And so I got a message, and it came across my Facebook, and it says, and please, girls, you know me and Malachi don't get along, but this is not for me. This is what came across my Facebook. They said, how dare that fat bitch have the nerve to sit on a panel and chop somebody, talk about she don't see their legendary status, Miss Thing. Who the fuck is that bitch?
Mother Beijing.
Or the shoe polish.
Oh, did y'all say?
Well, from what I was back and forth, because, you know, we were all in the back. That's what all the fun part, you know, that's where the good shit was going on. We had a nice time in the back. Shouts out to all my background girls, the backroom girls. Well, we was outside in the little area in the back. And so when I walked in, me and Chicken was going to the bar, and it was called a Legendary Performance. Well, Trouble came out for Legendary Performance, whatever, and as she was performing, it was like one chop. So then everybody was like, well, who chopped it? Who chopped it? So then Selma asked, well, you know, who chopped? So Malachi, I guess Malachi said she chopped him. So they was going back and forth. Trouble went off to the side, and then I guess Trouble got tied up. So they was like, Trouble went off. Selma was like, hold on, I know, but she's legendary for this category, and who am I to argue with her? By that time, we had got to the bar and was back outside. So, Ronnie, you tell what else happened.
Oh, no, I didn't know what happened. I was still in the back, busy doing my own thing. So I didn't know if Malachi chopped, saying that he wasn't legendary, or did he chop him based on his performance. I never got clarity on that.
I don't think nobody, you know what, actually, I don't know exactly what the chop was for, but I do remember Selvin, they talked to Tony about something, and I don't know if they brought Trouble back or what really happened, because I went back outside.
No, they didn't bring him back.
Well, I remember them talking to Tony for something, and I went on back outside.
Yeah, I'm so tired.
You look
at. I will tell you what you look like, but you know.
Bitch, you motherfucking wide
back. Girl, you was really cute, and you're all black at the ball, Miss Thing. It's like a big grizzly bear.
Hold on. I'll come back to you.
It's my birthday. Be nice.
Bitch, please. I don't give a fuck about it being your birthday. The fuck I look like to you. Mother Hen. I know who to call for you. I'm not even worried.
So wait a minute. So Mother, has anyone seen the video that's been put out?
What video, Maya?
I'm not.
A London versus the person we cannot say.
Who can we not say in him now?
London.
I think he's been cleared of those allegations, right?
That video is just a kick in.
Featuring
the gala.
You
watch
that? What? Hello.
What video, Maya? You started after the conversation. What's going on?
But the video is in the London's tea party.
What?
So, Maya, can you give more detail? Can you give a little more detail?
Wait, hold on. I woke up on
I said, hold on, let me go to the tea party. I haven't been on Facebook since Thursday, since I left home.
I was getting my beauty sleep, and I woke up around 5 o'clock in the morning to go to the tea party and sip some tea. And in my inbox was some juice from a certain person. And when I clicked on the video, it was London, and, you know, the certain person found out who she was, and she was reading and things like that. But London, I'd say, got the last word, and the words wasn't nice at all.
Oh, my girl, y'all girls is a mess.
Did you see the video, Mother?
I see what it says, honey. But baby, everything over here is dying right now, honey. My cell phone's dying, the computer's dying, so I'm not trying to view it, the video. I'll look at it when I get home in the morning.
Well, maybe, Mother, maybe can Switchboard play it for us?
She called me legendary, and I'm an icon.
she called you my nigga, and I thank you.
So I see the girls is back to making videos again.
Yeah. Rest in peace. So it wasn't Jennifer.
Nobody knows that it was Jennifer.
I know who made the video, but
Who made the video, Maya?
Well, we've discussed this, London.
Well, baby, I'm gagging at y'all too, that y'all body y'all talk. What the fuck?
Well,
who?
She told
I'm just going to say, all I know is they told me that Jack and Jill went up to here.
No,
thank you.
They said that Mother Jack Mizrahi made the video.
Yeah, so,
that's Econ going all.
Yes.
Oh, y'all can hear it?
Yeah, we can hear it.
Okay, hold on. Let me play it for y'all.
So, Alexis, was that you that said you puss at the end of the video?
I don't know. I really haven't looked at it, London. I just posted it. Hold on. Let me play it.
Goddamn
man. And mind you, Marcus was standing there the whole time with his hands folded.
We're definitely about to do something distant. You know, sit tight and you'll know when it happens. Hold on.
Okay.
Alexa, is that your leg underneath the fan?
Huh?
Is that you laying underneath the fan?
What you trying to say now? But she's fat. I got to be right underneath the fan. Yes.
I did not say that.
I don't know why. Why is it every week you want to come for me, girl?
Stop.
Okay, you stop.
Listen, I'm gagging. I turned my air conditioner off, bitch. I didn't even know it was going to be hot like that in New York.
Bitch,
my house is going to be a sauna.
You're going to gag when you get home.
Bitch, I wish somebody would have told me earlier. I'd have told my cousin to drive past my house and turn my air conditioners on, honey.
On Friday morning, lo and behold, I will be in somebody's store. Soon as they open.
Kelly.
Yes?
Since I just got on, did you enjoy the rumble?
Did I enjoy the rumble?
Mm-hmm.
It was very Florida. I enjoyed seeing seeing people, but it was very Florida, honey. You know, you couldn't ask for anything more.
Oh, okay.
Hey, but you know, it was like Florida always is. Honey. Yeah.
Zombie.
When I tell you I'm so tired right now, honey. I gotta leave the airport at 4:00 in the morning. I'm tired as fuck.
Okay, wait, I got something for you. Hold on. Yes, and I do welcome you, the London versus Mother Cola. Please tune in.
London, bitch, you tried it. Why can't you queens go get a life? You are late and you hide behind a phone. Well, bitch, you finally have been caught. You are nothing but a late faggot. You've been late for years, darling, and you will never be anything but the cunt that fucks the girl trying to call yourself legendary. They only know you because you sit under Kelly's ass. You are nothing but a lump underneath Kelly's love sack and the missing link from Katie's teeth. My nigga, you need to that runway aim for everybody before you come for a bitch like me.
Nick Aldro, don't be mad at me, you hook dick transformer. You need to stop coming to the club in that blonde dryer's wig. It smells horrible, just like those hacky sack balls you try to tuck in that torn tuck device you use. I do hope you the best, though. It is nice to see the pipe hasn't aged you anymore. But have fun on your next tour at Tartui. You old girls always try it. Don't be mad at me because you can't get a coin from Backpage tonight. Firstly, okay, I'm London, but I wouldn't waste my time with men like you who only press one to get relevancy again. I don't have time for the drama, so take that to the ones who kicked you out of con. And I thank you.
Yeah.
And I thank you. She found it so kind and sweet.
Yes.
So, Kelly, am I a lump under your bumpkin?
Baby, I don't know what they're talking about, honey.
I just got so low that,
Well, maybe we can get Jack and Jill to come from the hill.
Right, maybe. It might just on the A-list show. But come on, they could have just.
Really sound over it.
Huh?
So you really sound tired.
Baby, when I tell you I've been up since nine o'clock this morning. I've been running all through Miami since 9 o'clock this morning. I'm like so drained and tired. It's like, baby, I'm really gagging right now. Like I'm gagging like so fierce, bitch. I really feel my age right now, my real age, not the 21.
I had to force myself to leave my son's house last night because I had to be to work this morning at 7 o'clock. Otherwise, I would have stayed tight about 3 or 4 drinking.
The girls in the chat room saying, can you give them the link to the video?
She said London Tea Party.
A lot of them is not in London Tea Party.
Hey. It's on my phone, Kelly, and I...
Well, if they go to my page, they will see it. Because I posted it.
So wait, Kelly, you said you really feel your age, not the age that you want the girls to know that you are turned.
Yes.
What age do you feel?
Huh? I feel so old right now, baby. I'm just like... Bitch, I'm sitting here in the Epic Hotel on this balcony, bitch, and I just really, this view is so fabulous, honey. I feel so old, bitch. My cell phone is dying. My cell phone is at, like, 5%. The laptop is at 12%, baby. Honey, I'll be off. I'm going to be off the show in a few minutes, honey. I'm going to be down and out.
Wait, has anybody heard from TJ? Because I haven't heard from him in about a week.
Oh, I heard from him the other day.
They said somebody just sent me a message.
Maya, are you talking to the man in the mirror?
Oh.
He probably just left Ohio sucking dick. Getting fucked by some dick trade.
And also, to those five girls, Miss Thing, I don't know who they are because they wouldn't give me their names. But to those five girls, Miss Thing, that was laying up in that hotel room, and the one that was in the shower, and the cops came and got y'all out of the shower for doing that AP for that hotel room down here. Y'all some dumbass motherfucking bitches.
Somebody went to jail for doing an AP in their room?
Yeah, it was five of them in the room. Two was laying in the bed. One was laying on the other bed. One was on the computer sitting in the chair. And the other one was in the shower. And they came and got them out of the room.
Where they was from, Kelly?
Baby, I don't know where they was from. The girls wouldn't give me the tea. They just told me that the girls got locked up next door from their room, honey. But they wouldn't give me the girls' names.
But I think two of them are from Atlanta. I heard that both two from Atlanta.
Baby, it's just a mess, Miss Day. I be gagging at you girls, Miss Day, that y'all want to do approvals for rules and stuff, Miss Day. Certain weekends, you just don't do certain things, Miss Day. Okay?
No, Kelly, it's not what you do, it's how you do it.
And it's not to be done on the weekend with a bunch of baggage.
It's just you have to know what you're doing. Bottom line.
You know what it is? Girls need to stop playing with fucking magic, Miss Thing. It's no fucking shade, Miss Thing. I'm going to be 100% honest. Girls need to stop playing with magic. Trannies need to stop escorting full times, Miss Thing. It is 2012, Miss Thing. We are accepted in the world, Miss Thing. Bitches, get up off your motherfucking asses and get a motherfucking job. Nobody's saying y'all can't dibble and dabble on the side when y'all got your days off, but it's time for bitches to really get jobs. It's becoming pathetic, Miss Thing. And for all you motherfucker, and for all you bum bitches, Miss Day, out here that came to Miami and knew y'all was coming to Miami, Miss Day, and came down here with all those dirty ass motherfucking clothes, those ran over sneakers, Miss Day, to sit on motherfucking Jack all weekend and suck dick and get fucked, Miss Day. Y'all could at least bought some new sneakers and things, because girls look fucking terrible and horrible down here, Miss Day. And it was so fierce. Let me tell y'all how fierce it was down here, baby. The motherfucking Jack crashed for 5 fucking hours because there were so many fucking girls on fucking Jack.
Yeah, but what about the porn stars coming to the, you know, in D.C.?
Well, Kelly, how you know Jack crashed? Was you on there?
No, baby, I was running around with the children, and all the children was gagging on me because, you know, they, Jack was crashing, and they was gagging like, you know, Jack crashed. Honey, you know, I'm not on Jack, honey. That's, it's another house mother that was down here that was on Jack, but not this house mother.
But, Kelly, it is hard to go from making $500 an hour to making $750 an hour.
Well, bitch, they need to learn how to do it, baby, because it, baby, it's becoming ridiculous, honey. The girls is gonna gag, honey.
Well, London, with girls, well, you know, the last I checked, the girls are doing 60 for an hour, so you know.
Oh.
That's not my girls.
What is your girls doing?
We're doing 500 an hour.
Ah. Even the 500 girls still take 60, and I thank you.
Yeah, I have like 6 girls from Tijuana. They work inside my little house, and we have rooms.
Kelly, are there any callers, Kelly?
Hold on. Let me see. Honey, you know, let's see. Do we have any callers? Hold on. TJ, you're live on the air.
What's going on, y'all? Alexis, you
what's going on?
Hello.
Yes, hello. How are you?
Girl, you done told her happy birthday 5 times already. Damn.
But I'm getting another stuff standing for a bitch like you got something to say. Now, what you got to say about me in Cleveland, huh?
You heard what I said. Bitch, I am stuck.
Well, let's get into you and DuPont Circle.
I didn't say DuPont.
Oh.
Hold on.
That hotel room wasn't the only thing legendary.
Hold on. I didn't say DuPont Circle, first of all.
The Capitol Beltway, and I thank you.
Oh. I didn't say DuPont Circle, sweet.
You stated the Capitol Beltway as the Best Western, and I thank you.
I didn't say the Best Western either.
Yes, you did.
She wanted to be top fish at Marriott.
Yes, I did. Very bad.
It ain't for everybody.
So, TJ, how was your escapade this weekend with the Ebony boy again?
What? Ebony, wait a minute. What Ebony boy?
He got to be a pretty boy, so that's what she lusts after. Now, I will tell your T about North Carolina. He wanted to fuck you right in the middle
Alexis,
of the...
Alexis wasn't on in DuPont Circle. She was on F and 9th Street.
900 F Street, Washington, D.C.
Chinatown.
I know where she's claiming to be at.
Downtown.
She's in Chinatown.
Wait, what happened, TJ?
What
was that you were trying to say?
The browser I downloaded.
I said, I know where she's claiming to be at.
Mm-hmm.
What is up, Naima? Is that you? You must have got company over there.
No, it looks like my business.
Naima, are you calling Jason to tell him you're halfway to Baltimore to slay that punani?
Listen. There was a lot going on in Atlanta this weekend also.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Did y'all see the video that Neil put up?
Did y'all see the video that Neil put up?
No, put it in the teapot. I can't, honey. I told you the computer's about to die. He's in the video with his AK-47, honey.
Bless
and he said he coming to get the girls.
Who?
Double Onyx.
Oh. Well, that, you know, And I thank you.
Bloody.
He posted a video?
Yes, with him shooting an AK-47. And he said this is what he got for you faggots. Supersonic blotting.
Well, we need the video in the, Mother, please put the video in the tea party, please.
Baby, I got too much going on right now.
The video is gone.
Oh, it's gone?
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry, honey. I'll repost it when I get back home. I recorded it on my cell phone.
Yeah, just like you recorded my video, you nasty bitch. I knew you were telling yourself sooner or later.
I didn't record your video.
Sarah.
Actually,
he says it's already gone, Alexis.
Yeah, it's already been deleted.
Actually,
Alexis, send it to me.
Actually, Alexis, you want to get technical, Alexis? I didn't record your video. Somebody else recorded your video because you posted that video in one of the other chat rooms.
Oh, whatever.
Okay.
Somebody just inboxed me, but they wouldn't tell me who it is. They said a certain sim queen from Atlanta was in Miami. The tray picked her up in the pool, and her tux slipped on his shoulder.
Oh.
And I think, please, tell me who it is. And he threw her in the pool.
Blotty.
Someone said, Kent is still in D.C. trying to make some change in DuPont Sogu, so why is he coming to Atlanta?
Oh, let me explain something to you, London. My child doesn't need to be a DuPont Circle making change. Check his bank account, okay? Who's in DuPont Circle? Who's in DuPont Circle?
Ken, Alexis is child.
Well, you want to slap you in your face with his dick.
Listen, all right? You were supposed to listen, okay? We're not going to talk about how your dad got humiliated to you because you wouldn't show up at the cookout. So not too much on this phone bill.
You wanted him to slap you with that $10 foot log, Naima?
Yeah.
She wanted Joe and Trina to run a train on her one time. I'll never forget that.
Hold on.
It was supposed to have been a fantastic weekend, Kelly. Apparently, those fantastic plans didn't go.
I had a fantastic weekend. Me, my brother James, we had a nice time.
No, but that's not
the time we were looking for.
That's
Steve,
not
Day-Day, Diesel. We all partied. We had fun at the bar.
Oh, really?
Yes, we had a nice time. The con showed me love, Mark. Everybody, we had a nice time this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be back.
Hold on.
Hold on, y'all. 410-685,
you're live on the air.
First of all, let me start with you. Happy birthday, Kelly.
Thank you, darling.
Now, TJ, I'm in my Kelly voice. I didn't send for you, so why are you coming for me?
Huh?
Maya, I heard what you said. Whichever one of y'all talking about Naima and her $5 foot long coming to Baltimore. I didn't send for y'all, so why are you coming for me?
Mm-hmm.
Jason, she must really be coming, because that was like an hour ago.
No, I didn't.
It's true. We all, was on the phone conference last week, and he said it.
And TJ was getting played by Maya in the shower while me and Naima was on the phone.
You're the one who asked for Naima's $5 foot long in the picture.
You know what? You missed a good. Not only was the food good at the cookout, but we had a nasty recession.
Y'all ain't catching. They don't care for this topic. Thank you. Goodbye.
Yeah, what was that about the recession at the dinner?
You were accused, Naima, of sending London the tea that Dexter was paying for the boys. Any more questions?
Oh, really? So, London, who was it that sent you that tea?
That was last week. We don't want to talk about it.
Naima, you don't remember sending me the seed? No. Naima didn't send me the seed.
Exactly, since Dexter One accused me of sending somebody something advancing his name, which is something I did not do.
But Alexis, someone said the Khan child got chopped, and why did you get him chopped? Because he didn't want to have?
Ooh.
yeah.
He didn't love me.
Alexis.
Huh?
Alexis, you got chopped?
You know what? It's so
Ooh.
Funny how people... Who said that? Maya or London?
London.
It's so funny that London said that and then somebody just hit me up and I am. It's so funny how things work. But both of y'all are going to reap what you sow. Trust me. I'm a champ at this, young ladies.
So what other reason was being passed around at this dinner?
It was a lie.
I heard chicken was reading too.
Today.
It's giving silence to the lambs on here.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite. I will not incriminate him.
Come on, Alexis, bitch.
That's my favorite. I won't incriminate him.
He my favorite too, but I still want to know the thing.
Well, you're not in our circle. You can't sit with us.
Oh.
Thank you.
It was a nice conversation. I think it was a very nice conversation, nice debate, and nice issues that stuck out.
Yeah, Marcus is, of course, you know, anytime Marcus is around, he want to make everything clear. So.
I almost forgot about who was that fucking in the bathroom of the ball in
D.C.? Huh? Oh. I don't know about that one.
The door was locked and it was shaking.
So, Rodney, did y'all win? Y'all won with the uniforms on and stuff?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They was the only person that walked.
Oh shit.
She said, wait, they just made a commercial rap about me really reading me too much time. No, direct that to Jack, the name we can't say, because he made the video, and I thank you.
Who is this name that y'all cannot say?
What
just happened? Y'all keep saying this name that y'all cannot say. What name can y'all cannot say?
They're talking
about
a hoe. They said a name. Because she's probably waiting.
Herl posted that video on Nicole's page.
But it don't mean Herl made it.
Well, y'all know how she is. My sister got you shaking in your boots, Maya. You don't got me thinking about me. Jack Mizrahi made the video, and I thank you.
Oh.
Sorry.
Ooh.
My sister got you shaking in your boots, honey, because you ain't saying her name at all, honey.
No, I just rather not. I don't want it to be, you know, thinking it's shade for me.
Honey.
So, Kelly, have you, since you've been enjoying yourself down there in Miami, did you get any Miami snacks?
Excuse me? My mother's not a hot ass like you, Naima.
You know, you ain't talking about nobody hot. Well, you could be going to go wash your box at 4 o'clock in the morning because you got a dick coming over there to be nasty, PJ.
Baby, let me tell you something, baby. I haven't got anything. The last person I had sex with was my lover that I was with, honey. I'm not a hot ass. I just don't give it up just that easy.
I'm not easy
like Sunday morning.
So, Mother, you and Vicky got it and have a little thing, but, you know.
Maya, please, you're making me throw up in my mouth.
Wait, so did Selena Khan slap Selvin twice?
Somebody said it was, she mushed Selvin. I don't know, I didn't see that.
That's
just smushed.
I find it hard to believe, Kelly, that you're down there in Miami and you didn't get in any type of Miami snack.
Baby, Naima, I stayed in the hotel room from Thursday until Sunday. The girls only knew I was here. The girls was looking for me. I don't tell the girls where my hotel room is at anymore, you know, ever since, you know, washed. But so the girls was looking for me all week, and I did not come out of my hotel room until Sunday, until it was time to go to the party, until it was time to go to space where it snowed at.
Ooh.
Okay.
Did you get snowed on, Charlie?
Yes, I got snowed on so fierce I came down with my own snow, baby, and I'm going back with my snow. That's how bad it snowed.
Ooh. Got snowed off, snowed in, snowed on.
Baby, I was stuck for 6 hours. I was stuck for 6 hours listening to DJ Cedric, honey, playing his nasty master mix. Honey.
Baby,
when I left
Wonderland.
When I left the club, when I came in the club, baby, it was dark in the club. It was dark outside. When I came out, it was motherfucking sunny, and it was about 85 degrees.
That's how it was when we came out.
Yes. But girls, I'm going to let y'all know, if I disappear, I only got four notches left, honey, on this computer, and about a notch and a half left on this cell phone. So if I disappear, I want to thank everybody for the happy shout-outs and everything and all the love that everybody has definitely been sending me for my birthday, honey. And I love y'all all. And anybody that's in New York, definitely come out to Escalitas on Thursday around 1 o'clock, 1:30, cause me and Alexis are gonna make it snow.
Oh, I don't know, Kelly. I don't think I'm coming out. I'm still
gonna stay at home. Baby, you're coming out, bitch. Okay.
Oof.
Baby, you don't come out if you want to, bitch, girl. You got a gag with that girl, okay? Baby, the Red Cross is gonna be putting everybody in your building up in motherfucking hotels, Miss Day, cause that building is gonna come down.
Like, Kong and climb up to the top?
Huh?
What, you gonna be like King Kong and climb up to the top?
No, baby, I set the bitch on fire, honey.
So this is brick. She not going nowhere.
Oh, baby, that's the same thing I thought about mine, baby, but she went. Bitch, and I was grabbing that fur coat and that motherfucking iMac and carrying my fat ass down that fire escape.
Should have left that monkey fur in that damn. So.
Honey. Baby. Honey. I am so. Hold on.
Oh my God, I don't think I'm going to make it through the night.
What is you over there doing that you're not going to be able to make it through the night?
This is hard.
Yes, I just have a question. Hello.
What am I?
Has anyone seen the video of Mother Angie Revlon?
Oh.
Doing such.
Do a shot to what?
Was she doing such? Where is it?
You know, she came out and she was a little tipsy. And, you know, you girls know that you're quiet. But, you know, and I thank you. I mean, she's one of my favorite girls, and I love to see her perform. But and it was very work and Kyle. And it's no shade. And if you know, if I was her girlfriend, I would have definitely, you know, held her hand and told her, you know, not tonight, baby. Thank you.
What video?
I'ma fuck y'all up. Y'all just keep cackling over here, Miss Dang, honey.
I'ma take this
last caller, honey, and then I'm getting up out of here because my phone's about to die. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Fuck.
What? Okay, you see? This is why, honey, baby. This is why we just don't do private callers, honey.
But well, yeah, me and London can definitely handle the private callers.
Well, I definitely love y'all all, and thank you for all the birthday shout outs from everybody. And I'm definitely not the type of girl. If you hit me up on Facebook, I'm not the type of girl to just post up a status to everybody and thank everybody. I definitely do hit everybody back individually and thank them because that's the type of person I am. I love y'all all, and I'll be back in New York tomorrow. So, Alexis, if you're coming over, baby, come over. I'll be back at 9:40 in the morning, and I would definitely hang out.
Are you trying to hang out because the police are coming? Is the police on their way?
No, the police is never at my motherfucking door, baby, okay?
Yeah.
Maya,
one thing about Mother Maya is Mother never sleeps on motherfucking craft. I sleep too motherfucking hard, baby. They'll be at my door, baby. I pay for what I need, baby. I don't want them coming to wake me up, honey. I might do a little, you know, and, you know, give me a flight, baby. But when it comes to sleeping, Mother sleeps on her platinum card, okay?
Yeah.
But this time I'm not sleeping on my platinum card. I checked out my room this morning, and I'm over here with my grandson in his 5-star chick hotel. Honey, big shout out to Tasha Malone and Eric Malone, honey, and Chicken Malone,
ooh,
honey, and all
ooh,
the Malones that I was.
Yeah, tell Tasha Maya needs to be. Ooh, I know why the bird keeps singing.
Tasha is asleep right now, Maya. He gotta get up for the airport in 3 hours.
Yeah,
that
was fucked
up.
That's
how TJ
felt
in
North Carolina weekend.
He wanted
a piece of Tyshawn.
Yes, his pussy was hotter than
his ever.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, he sure do want Tyshawn. Yes, honey. He said, honey, he wanted to take a smell it.
I'm a fuck y'all. Wait
a minute.
Baby, I'll see y'all. I love y'all.
I wanted to smell. Okay,
happy birthday again.
I love you.
Happy birthday.
Talk to y'all, sir.
All right.
Yeah, bye-bye. Now, TJ, are you denying the fact that you want a piece
of wait, hold on. Before I go, don't forget tomorrow night, my legendary iconic sister, the CEO and founder of the House Couture, will definitely be having the State of Emergency show, episode 16. Definitely look out on my Facebook page for what the topic is definitely going to be. It will definitely be in all 46 chat rooms that you girls have me in. It will definitely be out there, and it's definitely going to be a hot topic. And I urge all the mothers and fathers out there to definitely, you know, y'all think this show is so negative and the show is so horrible, but Wednesday night is definitely a show that's definitely about positivity, and we would love to definitely have a panel of different children from different houses to definitely voice their opinion and definitely be a part of it. We're trying to fix the ballroom scene.
Thank you.
Oh. Yeah.
She got cut.
So back to TJ.
Yeah.
TJ.
Oh, my God. We're not going to have a conversation.
Do you want a piece of passion?
We're not going to have a conversation.
No, TJ, you know, tell us.
So wait a minute, Alexis. Where's Alexis? Did she hang up?
Did she drop?
Good.
Ooh. Rodney's still on the phone?
I just put a time in a Rhonda.
So, Rodney, what did you do the whole weekend besides going to the ball?
I went on Friday. Mm-hmm. I went to Fur. It was fun. We had a wonderful time. We had Joe and the Tempted to Touch crew over in VIP, so you know how Joe does things. He does them very big. So,
Patron on deck.
And then on Saturday, went to the stadium, the baseball stadium, Washington Nationals baseball stadium. It was about 2,000-3,000 people in that place.
Okay.
It was okay. That was okay. But Fur and Love on Sunday, and the ball just topped it off, and then a cookout each day, Saturday and Sunday, was right. Nice vibe. Everybody was coming over. We were just chilling, drinking, you know, having a little light sessions and stuff like that. It was good.
So I heard Father Cocktail couldn't take the liquor and fell asleep.
No, I went to sleep. I needed a nap because I work.
Oh, Alexis Clark definitely. I heard she took a couple of bear naps in there.
Oh yeah, I saw the picture. I told them I needed like a little 15-minute nap, and they got me when I was asleep, and I woke right back up. We know how that goes sometimes.
Okay.
I had a few plates, had a few drinks, took a quick nap. Marquise and Keontae snapped some pictures and put them in the group, and you know, I was all right. I was all right.
Let me tell y'all bitches something. I didn't go to sleep nowhere.
Yes, they did, honey. They said you went into a slight hibernation. I said, oh, no, for
girl,
real.
I didn't go to sleep. I didn't go to sleep.
That switchboard, can we get a little sound effect for that?
Maya, go play in traffic, okay?
Yes, I played in traffic, and Eddie Murphy picked me up on Sunset Boulevard. That's how I got my feet pumped, and I thank
okay.
you.
Thank you.
Yes.
So,
Alexis,
did you get yourself a doggy bag? I heard you took a doggy bag back to your room.
I sure did.
I did.
Oh, you said you did too, Rodney?
Everybody
yeah.
did.
But Alexis, they said you had three.
I had what?
They said you had three doggy bags.
Yes. It wasn't a Pomeranian doggy bag. They said it was more so of you know, I can't explain it.
Yeah, right. Anyway, do we have any callers, Jasmine? Because the girls are wearing me out. They're tired.
I think it's in the tea party. 410-685, you're live on the air. 410-685, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
This
is Jason.
Yeah, it's me. I've been here for the longest time.
Oh, shit. Do we have any other callers?
I'm just going to let y'all
well, you
know
what,
that.
Jason? I want to ask you a question.
Hold on. I just want to warn y'all now. Whoever made that video or whoever is accused of making that video, you're going to gag.
Yes.
Which
one?
It's
going to get you. Gotcha. It's going to get you.
Which video?
The one about Nicole.
You haven't seen it, Rodney?
How are they going to gag?
Because she's going to beat the shit out of you.
Well,
but do y'all know who it is?
White Kung
Pao. Do y'all suspect who it is?
Well,
so
I
is she going to make
is.
A video of her AK-47? My nigga.
Naima, what's your question?
It's people saying, hold on. If people saying they want to actually comment on the ball and different stuff like that, so could they clear the line so other people can actually press one to speak?
Right, 718-304, you're live on the blaze. 718-304, you're live.
Oh. Ooh. The girls is about to get them a Hossa video.
That?
Lord have mercy.
Oh.
Hello.
What happened?
Naima.
Huh?
Ooh, yes. Why is it that you keep coming for Alexis? What'd she ever do to you?
I don't know. We always come for each other. It's no tea.
I know. But Alexis, you haven't said too much to her.
Hello, Jason.
That's not me. Asking that question.
Oh, okay.
Who was that?
I didn't say hello,
Bonnie. No, okay.
Jason, what was up with you putting that picture of that child inside London tea room?
What picture? I put a lot of pictures in her room. Next.
You put some picture of some child in there, and you had, I forgot what you said about the child. You don't
child,
see her?
Naeem, I'm in the room now, so go to the picture.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Oh, my God.
Because you read this child.
Is it the picture with the girl that looks like Solange? With the bad lace front?
Don't, wait. What we not going to do?
What?
Okay, the lines have been cleared.
The lines are clear.
Okay.
Call in. Oh, shit. Oh, bloody. I'm looking at this bloody drag.
What are you looking at, London?
I'm posting it in the tea party.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Who is that just making like that? Oh, Maya Angelou, who is...
What are y'all doing?
That nasty old lady.
Who is Banshee Juice?
Naima, you sound like you've been smoking cigarettes all your life with that damn lamb.
Like
that.
Yeah.
It's a man.
Ronnie, did you see this picture that Maya Angelou put out?
Where's
it at?
It's
where
you talking about the one that she said is selling?
Hold on.
Who's the group? What group?
In London's Tea Party.
Is it a new picture?
No, hold on. I just tagged Ronnie in it. So
those
he can
who
see it.
Comment on the ball, the lines are clear, call in.
Back in the city, cows.
Oh, yeah, back to you. What we're not going to do is talk about my niece. Whoever that was talking about Juan. Because we can get her off
no,
the
Alexis,
line. And she can defend herself.
What you're not going to do is set up on the line and tell people who they can't talk about.
And I thank you.
And I thank you.
Okay, hold on.
But is Nicola really going rampant?
Now, see, okay. Alexa, the name of y'all got Milan hitting me up, going off in my inbox now.
Milan? What is he saying?
What's she
no,
saying?
No, not Milan. I'm talking about people in the house of Milan.
Saying what?
Saying what?
Well, because Tyshawn, you and Tyshawn.
You told me Tyshawn needed you, that you wanted him.
Tyshawn does know, but bitch, that wasn't for everybody to know Lottie on the radio.
Well, I wasn't the one who outed you, Maya did.
Bitch, wait till I see you.
Was that a threat?
What happened?
What happened?
You heard me.
Oh, I
you old black bitch.
Well, where's the callers at? Y'all didn't y'all clear the line?
Right, yeah. The lines are clear. Call in. Hello.
Ronnie, did you see the what I tagged you in?
Yes.
So that's Shelvin when she gets mad and ready to fight.
Oh, shit.
You got so freaky.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it takes me back to a time when we were at a buffet and the Chinese lady got smart with Shelvin and he took his clothes off.
Oh, my God.
I guess not.
Right. They said that so they could
do that. You're free to come on the air if you want to come on the air and just vent and let it all out, you know. Because I was in the video too. I'm kind of hope, just like you.
But who do they think made the video? That's what I'm trying to... who do they suspect made it?
Maya said who made it.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Who she said made
yeah.
it?
Jack did. Jack made the video.
I don't think he would have... How you thinking he made that?
Right, Maya.
I mean, come on. You're just accusing this man of something. This man minding his business. He probably, why would he do that? Somebody's lying in the background.
As much as you accuse people of doing stuff, Naima.
Right.
I I can understand he doesn't have time. You know, he has Vogue nights, Tuesdays, Wednesdays he has the little kids nights, you know, and other nights for sex sirens and other nights for mini balls, you know. Oh, yeah, he has time on his hands.
Yeah, I will never do Vogue nights anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
What happened at Vogue nights?
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will never do Vogue nights anymore.
Why?
I felt like I was at a teen party.
A teen party.
A bunch of pedophiles. I would never.
Hello.
No.
Hello.
Yeah.
So is everyone ready to gag before I hit the share button in the tea party?
Oh my God.
Yeah, we're ready.
And I thank you.
Let me hit refresh.
Blah, 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 blah.
Well, what's the thing?
But the video is unavailable.
Who?
Oh.
Who took it down?
Did you catch the tea?
Oh, they said Jock sent me this video about London and the Co.
Yeah, it was in my inbox.
So Maya, I see you get tea.
Yeah, sometimes I rather not spill it, but this is the sort of you.
Look at that neck.
And I thank you.
So what is she going off about? People can do what they want. I'm a child all the time, and my life should not concern anyone that's not in it. People hiding behind voices and attacking me for what?
I'm on.
So, Nicola, come on. I know you don't think it was me who made the bloody stupid video. Come on.
That lady not gonna come on here. Don't do that.
Right. Yeah, you know, I don't really want her to, but if she has something to say...
I was thinking the same thing. Well, tonight I would like to thank everybody for
loving me. Is that what the show is giving? Very that?
Yes, very that.
Well, then bloody.
Nah, man, nah.
Boosting on up, Alexis, you can, you know, you have tea. Do you have any juice?
What?
Let me see if we have any callers.
There is no callers.
So, bitches be scared. They just be listening.
678-993, you're live on the air.
Honey, yes, I am far from scared. This is Tiffany Tims across the board, honey. Now, London, what I want to ask you, honey, is this.
Yeah.
Now, I missed that whole argument when y'all was arguing like that for the Sims cartoon. But why did you have to say that lady was on the pipe or something? Are you glad the pipe didn't change her? I missed that beat. Did she used to be on the pipe? What was that about?
And
what kind of pipe was it? Let's make sure it's not with these kids. These kids are on Tina. Now,
Well, I'm just going to say this. Nicole has her own show. And if you can, you know, take yourself and call her show.
Oh, my Angelou,
you know,
girl, don't give me all of that, honey. I don't need to call her own show. I'm asking about the statement that London made about a pipe. Nicole,
well, it's a video. But I'm telling you, it's a video, and London didn't make the video.
But it
that
was,
actually
oh,
wasn't me,
oh.
But Tiffany, she was actually
no,
on the regular
pipe. Oh, wait a minute. No, okay, wait a minute. So that wasn't a real argument y'all had, and they just put it to the voice of Sim. Somebody made that up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, I thought, like, you know, y'all really argued on the show or something, then somebody put it to a Sims cartoon, like, oh, my God, I'm so blind. Wait a minute. Okay. Oh, now I get it. Well, girl, somebody know her tea, honey. I'm just hoping that, you know, the kids now is on Tina. That's what we need to talk about, honey. So I'm trying
but
to make
it
sure.
On Thursday, baby.
Baby, I don't listen to that show, honey. It puts me to sleep, so I cannot call on Thursday, honey. So,
well, I think you need to be booted off.
Well, boot me off, baby, honey. I don't listen to that Nicole show, baby.
I wasn't talking about Nicole. I was talking about Jasmine's show.
Oh, no, I listen on Thursdays. Oh, okay, honey. I don't know. Well, you need to make it.
Jasmine's show is Wednesday.
But it's actually Wednesday.
Yes,
you
that's
know,
what I'm
Wednesday.
Talking about. Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I'm thinking you're talking about the single ladies show or whatever. I don't know. What is that what it's called? Single ladies?
But the show?
Sisters for sisters, you meant to say, girl.
Well, girl, I don't know what
she meant to say.
Sister,
you got all the
words.
You got them all. Girl, good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Yeah, you sound.
No free promotion.
Wait, Keisha, I didn't ask. Are you a boy or a girl tonight?
Ask Alexis. I don't know. Alexis, what am I giving?
Alexa.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, are any of you going to Vogue night?
No. I don't do Vogue nights anymore, London.
Oh, Keisha,
I went last week, and I thought I was at a teen social gathering.
Bloody.
Oh,
I can't. I can't do it anymore. He's got number teen boppers up in there.
So you said right here.
No, I'm not a teen, honey. Far from a teen.
That's the only people who let you use them.
I'm sorry?
That's the only people who let you use them.
Hold on. 718-304, you're live on the air. They're gone.
I'm just listening.
Let me explain something to everyone on here. This is a radio show. And at the end of the day, when people have the choice to make videos and stuff like that, it's up to them. I didn't make a video, but I can reassure you, this is just a voice on a radio show. I am not afraid to say who I am. I am not afraid to come face to face with anybody.
Well,
now,
say it.
Now, I will do this for you. Now, I will inbox you the message that I got. However, attack.
Maya,
should I take
said,
that as a threat, or
Maya?
Should I take that as something you're saying to me? So
Maya.
I'm going to just leave it at that, and I thank you.
Maya?
Yes?
You said you're not afraid to say who you are? Well, bitch,
make me
know it.
Well, Maya,
no,
don't fall for it.
Make me know it, Maya.
Maya,
no, don't, it's not worth it.
I am not bothered.
Put your jack back on. Put your oxygen tank back on. And step back down.
Yes. And I think,
you old bitch.
Yes. That's why the trade was to knock the dust off this pussy.
Oh, so that picture was you that you posted.
Huh?
So let's make this into a single ladies' night.
I'm not no lady.
Who said that? Jason?
Yes.
I know you ain't said it. You're not no lady.
Nah, I'll deal with you the next time you in Baltimore.
Oh.
And you supposed to be slapping me anyway, because I told you I like Alexis better, remember?
Damn.
Oh. Let me find out. Sexy Lexi got it going on.
Alexis don't move no mountains.
Oh, she moves mountains.
I'll send our air conditioner, UPS.
Ooh.
Did you do overnight shipping?
Okay.
Excuse
me? That means
you use the
number.
Not too much on this phone.
Don't sign that package.
What you say, Naima?
Not too much on this phone, bottom.
And what's your point? Long as I'm not a shitty butt, thank you.
Well, wait a minute, Naima. How do you know
that they're bottles.
Look, I know you are. Listen, you be trying to play top on people's time. You must not cover for me on this doggone phone, TJ.
I don't try to play.
Girl, you be trying to play op talk on Earl Gall's op talk, honey.
So TJ, is that how you leave Cox, the picture that you posted of for Kelly? Do you leave them brown like that?
Ooh. Message.
This, please. That's her birthday gift.
That's a nice.
So, TJ, is it true that you're coming up here for Jack's B-Day ball just so you can get a piece of Tashawn?
Ooh.
Oh, my God. Can y'all go with this? No, that is not true.
It's funny, because the tea that I got was you were.
Well, whoever gave you your tea is wrong.
Well, you're the one who gave it to me.
No, I didn't, bitch. I never said no shit like that.
You definitely did, because you called me to find out what state I was going to be in.
Miss D, I called you to ask you what you going to be in Philly this weekend, because I thought you lived in Philly, and I know you was in New York still working the Arrows ad that ain't making no money.
Y'all can hang him up. Switchboard, hang him up.
What's that, Paige?
Either way it goes, she ain't making no money.
Bloody.
Even with her two for 40 special.
Haggis are treacherous and evil.
You got a 2 for $40 special? What's
no,
that?
I don't have no 2 for $40 special. That must be some of them Philly girls that's doing that $80 special and lunch specials and buy
Philly,
one, get one half
Philly.
Off.
Wait a minute. Wait, hold on. Wait. Did you say she was running a 2 for $40 special?
Yes, he said 2 for $40.
I can't. I'm hanging up right now. 2 for $40.
Unless you know, you shouldn't talk because you will get on there and get married. You just want a little snow and play.
Oh.
Alexis, you see me bro giving it?
I don't pay that bitch no
attention.
You be like, I got a little snow and I'm ready to party.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Naima, one thing you will understand about me, you will remember at all times, I have my own party. Yes, they are, Switchboard. They are very draining.
Oh, bloody.
Because you got this old wrinkly bitch name on the phone.
Y'all are really draining me.
So are we draining because Naima is on the phone? If she is, you know.
I don't know.
It's not like Alexis is talking about anything.
So how do y'all feel about the extension cord situation around somebody's throat?
Oh,
who
shit.
Did that?
Jesus, take the wheel.
So did Ginger try to murder someone?
Wait in the water.
With an extension cord. Ginger, if you're there, please call in because
Ginger is
supposed
to come on this phone and go off.
Well, I still want to know the tea with Mother Latoya. Have we ever couture about the shoot the children?
Right. Did Mother
Look,
get
just because you heard, just because you heard my voice, you want to bring that topic back up?
Hi, Jazzy.
Did Mother get robbed?
Who do we have on the phone? Alexis, roll call. Alexis, Keisha. Keisha, are you with us?
I'm here, Mama.
Maya?
Yes.
Naima?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, Jazzy.
Hi. Who is 313-570? TJ?
What up, though? You don't know my number no more? Oh, it's Shay.
That's too many numbers. You know, I deal with accounting. I deal with numbers all day. I don't be remembering numbers. 410-685.
Hey, Jazzy.
That's
for nobody. That's Jason, yes.
Okay. I'm just
you can hang up on that one.
TJ, bite me.
I guess we lost Rodney. Rodney, good night. And I don't know these other numbers. 347-316. Did you already speak?
Yes, okay.
So, hi. Okay, we'll put you back on hold. And, okay.
Thank you for calling.
Right, you guys got it. Anybody first, one, if you want to tune in for tonight's topic, they're all over the place. They can use some help. London and Maya, it's your show.
Maybe you can help us. you know.
I'm sorry?
Maybe you can help us.
They need your guidance.
All right, I got a topic. I want to get everybody's opinion.
Wait. We're not going back to church this week, are we?
Yes,
no,
we're not
going
to church this week. So
he's
going to ask that question.
It had a little bit to do with what they were talking about last week, Naima.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get Naima and Alexis's opinion. What do y'all really think went down with that man eating that other man's face?
They say he was on hallucinants or something, or he was on LSD or something like that.
They say he was on LSD,
bad
thoughts, and something else.
That's scary to me.
Wait a minute, somebody ate somebody's face?
Yes.
It's not a joke. It's really, really not a joke. They were fighting, and the man was eating the other man's face, literally eating it.
Do you know the term, Jasmine, do you know the term they use when people eat someone's, like, when someone eats someone's flesh?
Cannibal.
Exactly. Cannibalism. That does exist in this country.
Yeah, but this man was high.
Remember Jeffrey Don, in the 90s, this man went on a rampage and he...
Yeah, but you know what, though? This is different, though.
The key is, it also took 6 to 7 shots to bring the man down. I think there's a lot going on, a big conspiracy, and I wouldn't be surprised. And also... I know it sounds foolish, but, you know, we be getting foolish on here, and we all do foolish things, but if you look it up on YouTube, you look it up on the Internet, the CDC did release a statement, I don't know exactly how long ago, about zombie infection. I'm just basically saying, like I said last week, Naima, I don't believe nothing cannot happen. I believe anything can happen.
I don't put anything past the government.
A zombie infection. So, do I lock my doors now?
I'm looking for...
Wait a minute. So it's giving you very, like, Resident Evil team?
Yes.
Look at his face.
Oh, wow. Hey, Jasmine, you said this... You heard this last week. A zombie infection...
Well, if you look at the CDC released a pamphlet on what we should do if a zombie outbreak took place. But they released this, like, last year. I don't know exactly when.
It was last year sometime. I saw it on Facebook.
That is crazy.
So it's not the fact that this man was eating another man's face. It's the fact that... What was in his body to cause him to go to cannibalism?
To react like that. But you know
exactly.
What?
And then to take 6 or 7 bullets to bring him down.
But you know, Jasmine, they say that that the government in these movies that be coming out and stuff like that we be going to go see, they say that the government really be telling you shit, but you are trained not to believe it because it comes out in Hollywood. But believe it or not, to me, I be believing that a lot of shit that Hollywood put out, they really be having it.
Alexis, what do you think about all that?
Bad drugs.
You think it is the drugs, right? I know a lot of it has to do with drugs, but the scary part about it is the drugs itself. The drug that can cause a person to do that.
Yeah, sometimes it's the bad snow.
You know, that's the bad part. And also, if you go to my Facebook page, because this is what I woke up to, I think, on Saturday. I think it was Saturday or Sunday. I don't remember when I did it. I think Sunday. Also, that video of that girl in Philadelphia that was on that drug wet. I think it's PCP or angel dust.
Oh, yeah,
whatever.
I've seen that on your
and
page.
And the way she was carrying,
mm-hmm.
It was like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that the video when the people were standing on the steps throwing water on her?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The one that Jasmine had on her page. Yeah, I've seen that. Uh-huh.
She looked at a hot food.
That was, but you know what? That's crazy though. People just they get the wrong stuff, or they, you know, it's. After I seen Jasmine's link, I went on YouTube and seen other links where they had this one man. These boys was watching over the man, and he was on the ground and going off and screaming and stuff like that. And they was just like, you know, just get him some water or something. Like, that's crazy. People just, I guess, you know, the ordinary drugs that people been using is just not enough for them, and they looking for that next rush or that next high, and it's. And it's sad.
It's
crazy.
Bless you, baby. Because if I know if I see somebody eating somebody else, oh Lord Jesus.
I wouldn't be right after that.
You're chewing right now.
Look.
You probably right up my butt.
Miss Alexis, you are definitely a couple of French fries short of a Happy Meal over there. Okay. That's why you're getting in the heat over there.
Happy Meal.
Like a roasted ham over there. That's what you. That's why you gagging over there. You got an attitude. You want to take it out on me because you gagging because they feel like a touch of hell in the house.
I know you ain't talking with your balls over there sticking to your leg.
Oh, I just lost my whole holiday appetite.
So Jasmine, so are you gonna move out of Florida if it be an epidemic?
Baby, if I hear it one more time, I already put the word out. If I hear it happen one more time, I'm gone.
Oof.
I'm gone.
Well, where you
going to
move
to? I don't play all that.
Don't come to New York City because I'm leaving out of you. You see how
all these movies. Oh, no, I'm not going to no major city because that's where it should be happening.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say that. You see the movies happening in big cities, especially New York City, bitch. I would be out here like grease lightning. Something like that happens here.
Don't you do that, Naima?
Excuse me?
Don't you already live in New York?
Yes, I do, but that's why I said I would be out of here. Don't try it, okay?
So the epidemic already here.
No, they're going to come and eat your late ass. You keep trying it.
Bitch, you are a zombie creature.
He was on LSD, bad sauce consumption,
So Jasmine, let's
alcohol.
Just say, hypothetically speaking, an outbreak do happen, right? Where do you think would be, like, the safest place? Underground or something to go? After seeing all of these movies.
The government already has the underground station with food and everything, but it's not for people.
Right. I mean, in all honesty, let's just say based on, you know, something like that really, really happening, the only safest place that I can see is either somewhere in a mountain somewhere or just somewhere where there's just not a lot of people, an island or something like that. I really want to know where to say, to be honest with you.
So
where's 90?
But for the CDC, but if y'all really think about it, all jokes aside, though, for the CDC to put that out there like that, and then that situation right there happened, like, it has the potential to really happen.
It's crazy. You know, I'm still waiting. You know, of course, they're going to sweep everything underneath the carpet. But, you know, I'm just waiting for, you know, well, the man caught something, and now I don't know what it is. Again, most likely it's drugs. We
oh, my
know,
God.
But,
what if he kills people inside of the hospital, the man that got bit? And
he's still alive?
Yeah.
He don't have no face. I've seen pictures of it on the internet today. They showed him, and he
don't
have no face.
I don't even want to see that.
I know somebody posted pictures, but I didn't think they was really on his face. Was that really his face?
That's what they said.
And
you can see the cop that shot him, when he did the little interviews and stuff, he looked like he was an emotional distress. Like, what the fuck?
I'm sorry, I would just say kill me, put me to sleep, put me
out
of my misery.
What about this prison, Jasmine, that they, this prison, they said, I think it's supposed to be like in a mountain. Where they had, like, the government got this prison where people who, like, I guess, speak against the government or speak against people or something or treason or do certain things. You know how people always coming up disappearing and stuff like that? It's supposed to be a prison that's located in this remote mountain somewhere where they do experiments on people like that, like shit that you see in the movies. They doing all shit like that. And then, like, what if it's, like, hypothetically speaking, like, they let some of them loose or something? You know what I'm saying? Like, it just be some fucked up shit, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot to think about, you know. The thing that scares, the thing that puzzles me about this situation is, this is what gets me about it. Number one, you are 31 years old and you are attacking a 65-year-old man. You are not just attacking him, but you are eating his face at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
And why were they naked?
And why were they naked?
Like
what
they
was that all about?
Somewhere.
Right.
You know, so this is, you know, it's not like it was a, they said, oh, they were fighting. But I don't get a fight. How are you fighting a 65-year-old man? You're 31 years old. And
so why
are
you
you're eating him. It's just something. And again, it probably was the drugs, but that's some fucked up drugs. Like, what kind of drugs was that? And how do we know that those drugs can't be given to someone else that's going to do the same thing? You know, so it's just little things like that that puzzle.
That's some deep stuff to think about.
So, girls, be careful what drugs you take.
Girl, be careful what come knocking up on that door when you in one of your snow moves and you want something to knock up on that door, come over there and play around, honey. Might wind up eating you literally, honey. The house is a lesson.
I got the 411. What'd you say, Keisha?
I have some 411.
What's up?
Well, this is all hearsay, but I was talking to a source regarding Lorena, and apparently it says that Lorena was dating a firefighter, and apparently the firefighter did what he did. Well, allegedly, that the person who set the fire was a firefighter. We don't know if that's true or not. Because it's funny how the way the fire was set, it was so professionally done that, you know, you would think, okay, one person was killed and everybody else got out. So it's kind of like questionable, but I heard there was a firefighter she was dating, so it might have been him.
Whoop.
Oh, wow.
So if he was playing, why didn't he put the fire out?
Mm-hmm. Well, again, it's all hearsay.
But did they say why would he want to do it?
Well, my thing is, how come they haven't found the killer yet? That's my question. Like I said, why are we supposed to, when it's gay on gay crime, or when it's black on black crime, it takes for a long period of time before they can find the person who actually did it. Now, if Lorena was a real female, I think they would have found the person a long time ago. Or a male, straight male.
Are they even really looking?
Huh?
Are they even really looking for
Probably not. Just like we lost this kid a couple of years ago, his head was cut off in the train station. They have yet to find the killer who did it. And you mean to tell me they got all these?
Like that.
They have all these cameras, but it's funny how they find the stupidest shit without any problems. But shit like that, they can't seem to find. That's because I truly believe that in the state of New York, when it's black on black crime, when it's gay on gay crime, they don't give a shit.
Keisha, you know I'm gonna say something, and I want you to take this the wrong way. But you know what really wears my nerves? When we think that because we live our lives a certain way or we're a certain type of people, we think that everybody doesn't care. Now, I said that to say this because everything happens in its own time. You know, everything doesn't happen overnight. You know, everybody can't, you know, just because you get killed today don't mean, you know, just because the person is gay, they don't find a killer. You have to remember, sometimes there's so much that goes on, if nobobody ever comes back and says anything about it, it gets swept up under the carpet. So we can't fault.
Amen. You are 100%. We can't fault
society. We can't fault the police. We have to fault ourselves. Because guess what? We stand together for every motherfucking thing we want to, except for what we need to.
Yes.
So you can't fault the police.
And that's exactly, you know what? You are right about that. Because I sit here and I watch CNN and headline, and when these white girls are missing or the children are missing, you have all these organizations, the whole town, the whole neighborhood. Everybody stands together to look. They work. They be at City Hall. They be at the, you know, the police stations, picketing and everything. We want answers. We want answers, so forth and so on. And that's what forces them, like, oh, shit, we have to do something because, you know, elections are coming up and things of that sort, so you got to stay on the mayor's ass or a councilman's ass and stuff like that. But like Alexis said, we have to stand together as well. Are we out there picketing? Are we out there knocking at their doors? Are we out there begging?
No, no, because we were too busy worried about running to Miami for CISO.
And that's exactly. And that's one of the problems that I have with these gay pride situations, that we party and we have sex parties and we at the beach and we're at this and we're at that, but there are never any workshops on us how we can come together, how we can protest, how we can make things better in our community, how we can have a voice in the media. There's never anything like that at some of these gay pride events. But you have all these events that get publicized by the news, and it's everything that we don't want society to see, or society sees and thinks, well, that's all those gays do is party and suck dick and do drugs. That's
well,
all they do.
Jason, does anybody say something about it? No. They just keep going. So who's to fault again? I rest my case.
Right.
Uh-huh. Just like with the Trayvon Martin case, you see how all these different cities were holding these rallies and these parades and these marches and things of that sort. That's the only reason why they stood on top of that. But as you see now, that's all dwindling away because people can't stick to something. But at least they did stand up and do something. But us as a community, we have to do the same thing when it happens to our own. How many of her family members, or any, not even just her situation, but the boy who got cut, his head cut off, or anybody in the past, their family, or their groups, or their, you know, their community, or whatever, how many of them are staying on top of stuff, reaching out to, you know, the government or whoever, and wanting answers, demanding an answer in the case? That's where the problem lies. Boy, got silent.
Hello? You're talking about something serious now.
No, because, I mean,
yeah,
here, our LGBT community center, it used to be so big and so strong, but I'm not, and I don't want to make this a race thing, but that's one of the other thing problems that I have is that I never understood that gay is, as far as I'm concerned, gay is gay, black, Hispanic, white, Chinese, whatever color you are. Why do we have to separate pride? Why do we have to have these individual black pride versus white pride? That's just one more segregation. That's just one more divider that they have against us, that if we are, if we can't even show unity within our own self as a whole, they're not going to look at us as a whole. And if we're not going to come together and we're not going to start support groups or groups of meeting and doing something. I mean, it takes one person. All it takes is one person to say that, okay, I'm going to have this meeting at this such and such place. And maybe only two people show up the first time and then three people the next time. It's a start. But if nobody's willing to take that stand, then all we're going to ever do is just sit around like a bunch of cackling hens just saying shoulda, coulda, woulda. I mean, like with the boy in Atlanta who got beat up.
Naima, I think you're back.
Yeah,
like
my phone.
In Atlanta, that got beat up. The two of those boys that beat him up have gone to trial, have pled guilty, and about to be sentenced in July.
If you guys are listening from your computer or the chat room and you want to stay on with us, and if we're going to stick around, call in right now so you guys can listen to the show because we're about to go into record mode. So you got about 5 minutes to call in 347-215-6820.
I'm sorry, who was that just talk about why gay pride is so segregated? Who was that?
Me, Jason.
Somebody, I was just about to say that.
You know what, that always seems to amaze me, and I've always wanted to ask that question without being so negative and so stereotypical, and I've always felt that the reason why they always had a black gay pride is because we like to party late, what we like to do is different from what they like to do, sort of
that's
say.
That's a lie.
I'm just saying. No. This is what I'm saying. Uh-huh. I said I've always wanted to ask that question, but I never really asked. I always have my assumptions. Not being stereotypical, I just kept it in my head why I felt why be how gay black pride, why it can't just be pride as opposed to black pride, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well,
that's a good question.
Somebody said this in the chat room, and I kind of agree with it. We celebrate Black History Month, so why not celebrate Black Gay Pride?
That's totally different, Alexis.
But I celebrate Black History Month.
Hold
totally
on.
Different.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. So you have to remember, you want to separate certain things. If you separate certain things, why not separate everything? Y'all stand up for, we stand up for gay marriage. Y'all want to get married, they stand up for that.
But you know what, though, as a whole, but you know what, you just can't even say just, you know, with the gay pride, everything is segregated.
Thank
I mean,
you.
We live in this world is segregated from, I mean, you got the nationalities are separate, the languages are separate, religion creates separation. I mean,
yeah.
our different prides that we have create separation. Everything, if you really get into it, it's a bigger picture here.
But also, everyone is so on themselves. Everyone is so self-centered, so they don't want to do stuff for other people.
You know what's so funny, too, Alexis?
If you want to be technical about it, I would rather party with white people know how to have a good time.
Thank you, Alexis.
Not only that, but they know how to have a good time without fighting.
They know how to
they
end
get
without anything going wrong.
They know how to get drunk and bump into each other.
Alexis, that's not true. That is not true. That is not true. No, wait a minute. Now you're stereotyping, and that is not true. I've been to a lot of white parties, and I've seen them act out of order. I don't see them act disrespectful. I don't see them come across at us saying, well, bitch, I got money. I got money, too. Okay? And they want to run this bullshit. So it works both ways. I've been to white parties, and I've been to black parties, and it's the same shit.
Okay, so hold on. So once again, now do you understand why gay pride is separated?
But Naima, I mean, Alexis, I said what I said. You said that's not true. I said I'm not trying to be stereotypical, but I'm going to tell you why I think they have black gay pride as opposed to pride. And when I made my comment, you said that's not true.
No, I said they have it separated. You said you don't know why it's separated. That's
remember
why.
Remember I said why I think, and I don't know if it's true, and I said because of the fact that, you know, we like to party late. We like to do certain things that are different than what they like to do. And you said that's not true.
But here's, and I know I'm going to get a lot of hassle for this, but this is something how I feel. Like here in Baltimore, okay, in June, it's about to be our pride. Now, I don't know because I don't go to the black pride because I just like what Alexa said, I go to the white pride because that's the one night that they feel like, okay, you patronize my club all year long. This is one night I'm going to let you in for free. I'm not going to charge. I'm going to let you in for free. I'm not going to go up on my drinks. I'm not going to do anything like that because you patronize me all year long. This is the white pride. Then you go around the corner to the black pride, and it's fenced in when it should be free. They got the area fenced in. They're charging you $15 to get in a fenced-in area that normally is free. So why would I pay $15 to be in a fenced-in area that should be free? And then I'm paying to get inside your club when I've already gave you $15 to be in a fenced-in area, to be bumped into, but drink spills on, pushed, can't find somewhere to sit where I can go party with the white people, and sorry for saying white people, but party with the white people, and it's free. I can walk, I can roam, I can come in, I can come out, I can do as much as I want, and it's free. And everybody is getting along. Everybody is saying happy gay pride to people that they don't even know. Then you go to, and it's, girl, look at her. What does she have on? Why?
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget they close 3 o'clock in D.C. No more 4
or
5, 3 o'clock.
Private caller, you're on the air. Private caller.
Hello. Yeah. If they separate the black and white pride, would it be safe to say it would be a good idea to have a transsexual pride?
Hell no.
Whatever.
She said if we're going to have black pride and white pride, shouldn't it be safe to have a transsexual pride? I mean, I just found out recently that they have a big boys pride. But it's this guy.
No,
they have their own pride march.
Someone just sent me a message and said the black side has the zombies and the white side is the regular side.
Oh, wow.
But for the transsexuals, they can have the post-op and the pre-op.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Can you imagine?
That's too much. That's too many things. It's just like
because
you want to have pride.
Because you imagine having a transsexual pride. You already got them going at each other as it is, saying who looks better, all the animosity, all the. Could you imagine a bunch of transsexuals all hang out together?
Child, you know how Jazz was talking about the child eating the child's face, and they call it the zombie syndrome or poison, whatever. Yeah, whatever it's called, honey. You have a trainee pride, bitch. You think you seen the dead child eat that child's face? You really will see some zombies and creatures and all types of things, honey. That was lost in time coming out there in the daytime, thinking that is their best face forward. Would they study these best
yes.
casket
yes.
shots?
Well,
somebody
all
posted in the
well,
chat
all
room
kind of pads
in Blog Talk chat room that New York used to have Wigstock, which was tranny pride. I remember Wigstock.
What you say over there, Alexis? You make it what?
I said the girls would be out in all kind of paddings and gildas and purple bangs and.
I mean, it's just something that because I'm interracial, that is something that I have always questioned anyway, is that because I can party, I mean, I used to tell joke around and say I can make a friend with a Ku Klux Klan member, but I don't have a problem partying with anybody. I just don't understand is that when it comes to us, and I mean us as black people, why we have to always try to find a way to get over. Like, I've gone to events where the people who have the event had sponsors, and the sponsors donated everything for free, and the event planners were telling the sponsors that they were going to give everything away for free, and then they're charging $1 or $1.50 for bottled waters that sponsors gave them to give away for free. And then they say, well, we don't ever support each other, but we're quick to do this and we're quick to do that. Well, why should we? Why am I going to support you when I feel like you're trying to get over on me?
Jason, are you in the house?
I am. The only house that I was ever in was Aphrodite, and I left that to go to college, so I guess you would consider me a 007.
Okay, well, my plan was to make was, okay, even in the ballroom scene, look when they had these, like, certain people, I won't mention any names, when they had their little balls and stuff, how they charge and what they charge. Did you ever seem to question you how they feel about that?
Said it again.
Who's playing that music?
Who the hell is that?
Probably TJ.
That's not TJ.
Maya.
Yeah.
That was Rihanna.
That was not Rihanna, bitch. Don't try.
Oh, yeah, that was her.
That was Rihanna.
That was her, because I've seen the video. That was her. She crucified that song. Yeah,
yes.
That was her.
But back to your point, Keisha, I understand what you're saying. I mean, we're going to always try. But
everyone's trying to maximize their profit and minimize their loss. And if a faggot is going to spend their money and be ripped off and fucked over, so be it.
Mm-hmm.
I understand you, but I've gone into white establishments and stood at the bar with a $50 bill in my hand and was passed over. And by the time the bartender came to me, I said, fine, I bought my drink, but I never patronized that place again. Or I'll write a letter. I believe in writing letters. If you don't write letters, if you don't do things, then you're not going to get change. You're not going to see change. Some of the most segregated places, I remember driving, we were on our way to Atlanta one time, and we stopped somewhere in South Carolina, and we stopped in Kentucky Fried Chicken, and I'll never forget it. And I was in line, and a white woman jumped in front of me, and the man went to take her order. And I said, excuse me, did you not see me standing here? And the man, she said, boy, I said, no, my name is Jason. I haven't been a boy in a very long time.
But I'm going to tell you something. The black gay community, especially the gay males, have definitely gotten this stipulation that they can't keep anything and they tear up any type of establishment that they frequent. So if you ever notice how, like, the Spanish community, their clubs, their bars and stuff like that, or the white community, the white gay community bars and clubs, tend to stay open a lot longer than any type of black establishment or black-owned bar or something like that, because they say that the black gays, they don't know how to control themselves, and they tear up everything, you know, that they had. That's why they don't have shit.
Well, look what they do at a ball. Flip
That's
tables
true.
Over.
That's
Great
true.
Trophies.
I agree with it.
Look at Chi-Chi's. Why do you think Chi-Chi's is closed down? And Chi-Chi was part owned by, I think, two African-Americans and two Caucasians. Look what happened
you
to
know
Chi-Chi's.
What?
We have
another
caller. Hold on a second. 317-370, you're on the air.
Yo, what it do? Block Talk, this is Vincent. Hey to everybody. I don't know who's all on. You know, I just got on. I want to speak on something that one of the young, like, somebody was just talking about the recent about the black establishment, black people genuinely hate on each other more than white people do. I mean, let's be real. You can't, like they just said, look at the kids act at a ball. You put them in an establishment and they often invite their girlfriend or their friend, which suppose you go to a white establishment, everybody's in there drunk, everybody is being married, everybody, you know, is interacting with each other, even though they don't like each other, they still don't bring all that shadiness and all that cattiness that the African American gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community brings. So that's the one reason why it is still stereotyped, in which you being black and you being gay, you're already in a stereotype anyway because of how people already look at you and you gay people, period. So I mean, that is all that I have to say. I'm still kind of lost on what's going on. You know, I'm just trying to get the key on what's really the topic, because like, I just tuned in. Somebody called me and told me to get the show real quick. So I'm on. But you can place me back on hold, Jasmine. Oh, yeah, and before I get off, I want to wish the legendary mother, overall mother, Kelly Couture, a happy birthday. It popped up on my Facebook today. It's her birthday. So I want to give big shouts out to Big Kelly on her birthday, and may she be continue to be the man that she is.
Oh, me.
That was the key. Are you talking about? Oh, girl, I always key like that. But she is one man
Wait,
of a kind.
That commercial you made for Kelly was late.
I know, just like your voice is late, but I'm not talking about that, girl. So keep it cute, honey.
Oh, shit.
Anything else?
Right.
No.
Anybody heard your ass in so long, you'll finally bring your hermit crab ass for my brother.
I know, right? You know,
right.
I've been underground. I really, I don't fuck with the late girls. So you can't blame me for being antisocial. It's a lot of late girls, and I just don't see them. I mean, let's be honest. I really have.
Can you name a few?
London. That's the main reason why I haven't not been on, girl. You're just late, honey. I don't even like you like that, girl. Why are you even talking to me, London? Don't you have a bridge to go fall down on, honey? Quite frankly, tears and chops need to fall down on you.
Well, it seems like
nice.
You need to blow
Thank
your
you
nose,
Carla. Oh, no. Hold on, London. I'll get back to you in a minute. Oh, is that Miss Maya Angelou with her nose stopped up with coke again, honey? Hey, Miss Maya.
No, baby, that's you. It's your allergies messing up, or you was blowing snow from your nose.
Oh, no, baby, that's your voice, honey. You know, you need to clear that stuff out of your throat, Miss Thing. I know you heard of gargling and spitting after you swallow.
No, Shay, but that commercial was just so late. I just had to let you know.
Oh, well, I had to let you know that you're late, too. A lot of other girls said it, but, hey, I mean, you're still here, so being late.
I know, and those
better.
Same girls hit me up every day, and I thank you.
Oh, no, but I don't hit you up because I don't even know you, honey. That's what I'm saying. I mean,
listen,
don't thank me. You thank the ballroom community, honey, because that's who
nobody knows you, actually.
Right. Alexis, Clark. Is Alexis still on the phone?
No.
Right.
Alexis
anyway.
Clark, do you know anyone that fuck Vengeance? Did you fuck Vengeance?
Oh, no. Guess what, my bitch? No, nobody fucked Vengeance. I'm sorry, boo-boo. That's the difference between me and the other Butch Queens in this scene. I don't have to lay down to get my name out there. You better Google me, or better yet, YouTube me, honey. They
really?
Know who I am, honey. I storm realness every time I walk in that line. You could have asked
how you spell Vengeance? Spell it, please.
Vengence. Anything else you need to know, honey?
Ooh.
Vengeance.
Oh.
Anything
you need
else?
To go to Rite Aid and get you some nasal spray.
Maya, Miss Angelo, you beat me at a ball before you say anything, because I hope they haven't had you on here with your whack-ass poems, Miss Fig. Let's keep it cute, Miss Angelo, because you sound like crickets are in your throat, like I said. Listerine has mouthwash. You gargle.
I have won more balls and grand prizes than your fingers and your toes put together, you sloppy faggot.
Right. Maya, don't nobody, but Maya, don't nobody even know you, girl. You hide.
He's
behind
you,
hide,
Mama.
Angelo. You hide.
Everybody,
hide,
everybody
hide,
knows
hide.
Me, baby.
No,
you
listen,
just don't
listen,
know.
This is where I'm
hey, baby. Everybody
listen,
knows
point,
who Maya
point,
is.
My point is
everybody knows who Maya is, baby.
Everybody knows who Maya is.
He's a Rodeo.
Benji's Rodeo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why? You don't have to. You ask. Everybody knows who I am. I was just the one who was on here recently, about 2 months ago. Everybody know I walked the realness, honey, because you heard it comes out of Kelly and Rodney's mouth. I'm still real down. Ain't nobody touched my realness. And
I think I know who you are. Are you the drag queen that got chopped at the bar and you wanted to fight the judge?
Ooh. That was real cute. But I'm
what's
not
the spell's name? V I what?
I'm not an ebony no more.
V-E-N-G-E-A-N-C-E.
It says video not found.
Oh no, because
wow, I cannot hear y'all.
Who is that singing?
Jason, one more time, go ahead.
London, stop.
Yeah, who is that? That's not me, actually.
Hey, go ahead, Jason.
Anyway, I don't know if he's spelling it this way. It might be V-E-N-G-E-A-N-C-E. Is that how you spell it?
No, listen. You can't Google me on YouTube under Vengeance because Vengeance is not my ball name, honey.
Well, you just said your name, faggot, so how can we find
you? You know what? I will be. I will be a faggot. You know, I will be the best cigarette that you and your poor raisin dried up ass life will ever have, honey. Don't get mad at me because your pussy don't twerk no more. Don't get mad at me because you're one of the girls who will not be here for very much longer, honey. Don't get mad at me.
Vengeance.
You're reading a person who has coins. You're reading Maya Angelou. You think I give a shit about her?
Right.
And I thank you.
Right. You have coins.
Yeah.
You have
okay.
Why ain't your voice fixed, though, if you have so much coins, honey?
Well, this comes from me speaking for Oprah so much times, and, you know, my voice
you know,
is my money.
You know what? I'm going to say this, and then I'm done. Excuses are like assholes, and you know what? Everybody know. Everybody has an asshole.
No. If you're an educated faggot, you would know
that
excuses are the tools of the incompetence that builds monuments of nothingness. And those who specialize in them seldom succeed in anything if you were educated, and I thank you.
Oh, Maya, I'm going to need you to send that to me in an email. That was so...
Why send it to you in an email when I could go put it on my motherfucking status? My teacher told me that when I was going through my life skills class for criminal justice. Girl, just because you paid attention to what she said about excuses, because you're good at making them, don't make you smart, honey. Let's keep that all the way together.
Vengeance, sweetie, please go private. This your run is with a twist voice, please.
Oh, no.
Yes.
That's fine, Vengeance. I will go practice my realness with a twist for one, and then for two, I'm going to come sit you in your category, which is what? European female figure. What?
Yeah, you know it. You
right,
because
you're not a female. Yeah.
Right.
I'm just listening.
I'm just not relevant. You know what category I walk there.
But you're not a femme queen, London. You're a male.
But what if baby, listen, baby.
Maya,
listen,
Maya,
baby. Listen, baby. What are you going to do? What
Maya,
are you going to do if they give you the microphone and tell you to talk at a bar?
Oh, baby.
Are you going to say,
what
are you going to say?
You know what? Ask Kelly, like I said, because you're a guest.
Well, are you going
to? No, I'm going to speak. And I'm going to say Maya Angelou, and then you're going to gag, too, because just because my voice sounds like this over a phone don't mean I sound like this in person. That's why I gag.
Well, just because I do Maya Angelou, you don't know that. Well, you might gag because I might be the person in back of you.
Okay. Can we get back on topic? Because we were on a serious topic. Can we get back on topic?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, because Vivian, she sounds like she wanted to eat my face off, and I thank you. She was getting a little close.
Yeah, the rodeo ball.
No free promotion.
All right, who wanted to go
you.
Back to the topic? What's the topic about?
I think we were talking about pride, the difference in pride and patronism of. Oh my God, let me get my thought.
But can I make a comment on the gay prides and stuff? You know, when it comes to the you know, the Caucasian prides and stuff like that. Them people, you know, they patronize the liquor people. They patronize, you know, different events and organizations and stuff like that. When it comes to the African American community, you know, they just use it when they feel as though it's available or, you know, it's convenient for them. That's how I feel. And you
that's
know,
not necessarily true. That's not true.
But everybody has an opinion, baby. I'm not saying it's true, but that's just from my point of view, from where I'm from in Chicago.
So you come from here in Detroit, I've seen it personally. A lot of the liquor places and a lot of places that sponsor people, the white gay prides do get the sponsorship first because you know why? They take the initiative to seek them out to get the sponsorship. Black folks don't give a damn. They just going to say, we going to throw this together. They going to come. We going to make the money and fuck it.
Mm-hmm. Somebody,
they don't come.
Hello.
Everybody got quiet.
I mean, because, going back to something Alexa said, I mean, I remember, and I'm telling my age, I don't really care. I remember going back in D.C. When Trax was still around, when Pride came around. Exactly. When Trax was still around.
Yes, and I thank you.
When Trax was still around, and it was Pride time, and this was when D.C. was hot. I was still in high school, and Trax was still around. They didn't charge us people. They didn't charge you redundantly to get inside. I mean, $60 to get inside of a club just because it's Pride weekend. It's crazy.
Trax was around in the 50s.
Well, you got to understand.
Who was around in the 50s?
You're trying.
You got to understand, too, there's a lot of liability involved. If something goes wrong, something happens, who's going to pay for the damages? So taking that into consideration, I'm sure they have some money set aside. If something happens, who's going to pay for it?
That's why it's called insurance. But you don't charge $60 because it's a holiday and there's no stars in your venue. If I'm paying $60 to get inside, Beyonce better be booty popping on your stage.
I saw Ashanti
Okay, like I said, stars.
No, someone just told me, you know, but Jennifer Hudson's come in Monica and the Braxton and stuff. But someone told me at the, you know, the Caucasian, the white pride, they have the better drugs. They just inboxed me.
I don't know. I mean, but as promoters, I take my hat off and I commend because I heard nothing but rave things about the fact that they actually had a good turnout and a good party in the baseball arena in D.C. That all the promoters got together.
I'm here.
And that was really good.
I don't know. I was in D.C. and I was disappointed.
You didn't go to the stadium?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
I went to the pool party. I went to a couple of clubs, and they all closed at 3 o'clock in the morning, which, you know, we from New York, you know how it is. 3 o'clock, we
started.
They
didn't get to the club at 3 o'clock.
And I remember when I first came out, the clubs in D.C. closed at 4 and 5 in the morning. I didn't know that this year everything closed at 3 o'clock. Mind you, there's a line.
Well, the Delta, I mean, they have a few after hours in D.C., but if you don't know
the
anybody.
The after hours was lines was looped around the corner. There was an after hours. It was looped around the building. So if you're getting there, you have to wait online. And they had a VIP. They won $30,
$40. I can't.
I mean, it's a no-win situation.
London, are you meeting me at the library tonight so we can pick up some of this weed?
Yeah, I'm getting ready now, actually.
Okay, I wrote you a couple messages, but I thought you were ignoring me.
Oh, no, I didn't see it.
Yeah, maybe she panned it.
Not you, you Maya.
Yeah, she probably painted because she probably got that boy over in her room.
Oh, she saw your man again.
Who?
And the boy that sleeps with other girls. I don't want to say what location, but you know.
No, I don't sleep with the boy who sleeps with all the girls.
She got Tom Blumenthal all over there.
My name is not Rhonda.
Yeah.
Don't have that man call into this show.
Y'all said it.
Where's Mother $5? Where did she go?
Nicole's upset with me.
Oh, my God. She's still here.
I didn't do it. You know, I just posted it in the room. Somebody inboxed me. My Lord.
Why
are we?
I don't know, but she said what she had to say to me. And, you know, my whole thing is, you know, it's a radio show at the end of the day, and, you know, people are going to do what they do, and I felt it though. When someone inboxed me the video, I found it a kiki, and I even sent it to you. And, you know, it is what it is. People going to talk about you.
You don't have to waste your oxygen. Don't talk about it.
Yeah, because I'm about to have to switch my tank in a few, you know?
Wait a minute, but who's mad?
Nicola.
About what?
You haven't seen the video
Maya Angelou made about her.
Maya Angelou didn't make no video, and if I did, I would probably say it.
Are you talking about the cartoon?
Yes.
Yes. They already know who makes the video.
Why is she mad? Those cartoons have been circulating for, what, 2 years now?
Well, this
Three
is a
years?
New one.
And if she was a smart girl, she would go to the YouTube name and click and see the other videos. Mm.
So was that video made by the same person that made all the other ones?
And I thank you.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
But this was a big thing a long time ago when the first ones came up. They were talking about Gina Gospel. They were
and
talking
Kelly,
about
yeah.
Kelly, Jennifer. They were talking about, wasn't this the one where Kelly thought that it was Dante and she attacked him at a ball or something? Wasn't this like a big thing a few years ago?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is my thing. The people know, they know who it is at the end of the day. But it's a shame because, you know, nobody, and she said at the end, said, you know, it's tender chops. Nobody from here can kill us. You know?
Yeah, I don't know why she would think it has anything to do with the show, because these videos
right.
have been circulating for so long.
Exactly.
And if this is the same people that did the video, this is the same ones that attacked Kelly for so long that caused Kelly to attack somebody physically at a ball. So this is the same people that just started making videos.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why she's mad at the show.
And you know what, I'm
here.
More so gagged at, because the person who sent it to me told me who made it. They said the name, and I gagged. And they said, so-and-so sent me this video of London and Nicole. I'm gagging.
And you keep saying that this person keeps saying that it's Jack?
I know that
very much if that's true, because again, if it's the same person and it's coming from the same YouTube channel, I doubt very much, because again, this was, you know, people that he was close to. You know, I don't know. I don't even know. But when it comes to that whole video thing, that is nothing new. Join the club. It's happened to everybody. It's happened to people who ain't even here no more. Gina, Jennifer, Kelly. I think Temper is in one of them. I don't even remember. It was. They're so boring.
Well, you know, I'm not bothered by it. You know, people going to think what they want, but, you know, the inbox I got from her, I'm not bothered by it, but I can reassure you that I've never been bothered.
Well, Lord.
Well, like Kelly said, as long as they got your name in the news and stuff like that, you know, any publicity is good publicity. Is when they not talk about you anymore is when you got to worry.
So I must be a relevant bitch.
Shit.
You know.
But you know, I'm not mad at the video or anything like that. But I just, you know, I don't like that I'm a butch queen in the video. You know.
I just think that's unfortunate because that girl is over there minding her business and they gonna make a video about her.
But my whole thing is, you know, find the person who made the video. And if people were smart enough to know, they would see what I did in the London Tea Party.
Did you catch my email? Clothes, Maya. I mean, this is Blog Talk Radio, bitch. Don't nobody be biting their tongues. Go ahead and do it.
I'm not biting my tongue. No. Go into the tea party and see what's in the tea party, and you will know and you will see. I posted it. It was in my inbox.
Where did you post it? I see
in the tea party. Go look.
But she can't see it. If you want Nicole to know about it, she can't see it in the tea party because I don't think we're going to.
Oh, no, she has it already. So, you know, every action has a reaction.
Oh, God.
So I don't kiss ass and I don't explain myself. I am not a child.
Yeah, I'm sorry, the talking is just giving too much life.
Huh? I said, Jason, Naima, what do y'all want to talk about tomorrow?
Well, I think we can, I would like to talk more about the division between us and whole as far as race is concerned, as far as us and the pride is concerned. That's something that I think.
Can we also talk about aliens and aliens being
oh,
here
Lord.
Before?
What
do you mean,
oh, my
before?
God.
What?
Wait, and you know what, Amy, that's a good question. Do you believe in UFOs?
Yes, I do.
I believe in that because I see aliens every day.
We see aliens at every ball we go to.
Okay.
Ugh. I'm a UFO.
I think we should talk about that too, Jasmine.
We got an alien on the phone now.
Because this Wednesday will be the last show for the season, right?
Uh-huh.
We should cover a lot of things.
But who's the alien on the phone, honey?
Do a recap.
I want to know who's the alien on the phone. I caught that.
Right.
This is why we can't be serious. Oh, my God.
Hey, Naima, what's going on?
You know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about legendary performance.
What's
okay.
that?
Which one?
I want to talk about
that?
The legendary performance.
Just all legendary performances?
All legendary, all the girls are the legendary performance.
What's that?
Wait a minute. So we
what
talking even the ones on the in the Midwest that consider themselves legends and they're not the real legends in the real ballroom scene?
Just listening.
Well, maybe we can, you know, just
think
that
I think it needs to be these East Coast girls that ain't walked the ball in the last 6 years got a lot of animosity against the Midwest.
Well, maybe that can be a topic about the Midwest girls and the East Coast girls.
But that needs to wait.
Well, let's have this topic. Bitches with so much mouth, but they walked the ball in 6 years. And just because they walked out one time, tried to help the house with a $5,000 category, didn't make it.
Oh.
Who said that?
I caught the shade.
Women, what happened? Read that again. Read that again.
Naima, I need your church fan.
Read that message again.
Take me to the pulpit.
PJ, what did you say?
He said, what about the girls that haven't walked, they got so much to say, and they haven't walked in 6 years, and they only come out to do a production for $5,000?
Who are you talking about?
Can we get a name?
It must be somebody on the West Coast.
Kevin Boozy.
Okay, I'm lost. I feel like I'm dumb right now. It has to be because we were talking about East Coast and West Coast.
There's nobody on the West Coast at all. It's someone on the phone.
Well, who are you talking about on the phone? Because everybody on the phone has worked previous bars.
Have they?
Everybody on the phone has
worked.
Maya, when the last bar you walked?
Ooh.
In D.C. this weekend.
Did you?
Yes, I did, and I thank you.
Was that a $5,000 really? Category?
And what did you walk this weekend?
And just catch me at the next bar.
All right.
Keep
it cute on the Midwest, honey.
You know what?
No, but Naima, are they talking about you?
No, they're not talking about me.
They're talking about me, but you know, I came from the Midwest and I've walked 20 bars, and I thank you.
When?
The time when you were getting fucked by the TJ, don't do it, baby. The night you hung up with me, Naima, and Jason on the phone, when you were getting slayed by the Ebony Boy when he walked in your house.
At 4
and
o'clock
you hung
in the
up
morning.
The phone.
Hold on. There is never an Ebony Boy who walked in my house.
But, Naima?
Excuse me?
And can I get your vote on that?
Your name, because it wasn't Ebony that walked in my house, because it wasn't in the ballroom kid at all.
Well, who was the TJ when you said you had to get that pussy clean for the date?
I never had to get the pussy clean. I told you I'm about to hang with y'all to go wash my dick because I'm about to get some head.
That was the second night, baby.
I was only on the phone one night.
I'm not saying that was only one night.
No, TJ know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
Yeah, very.
You guys, I'm sleepy. I'm calling it a night.
You're shutting the chamber down, London.
Yes, I'm closing the chambers for 24 hours.
Yeah, shut it down so these prestigious can go back to sleep.
You going back to who?
I said, shut the case down so these prestigious can go back to sleep.
Oh, you're a prestige.
Good night, London.
Good night, London.
Is it Vogue night?
Yeah. So we're talking about legendary performance tomorrow.
Maybe we should just do a recap.
It's the last show for the summer break.
What am I going to do on Wednesdays?
Oh, damn. So the show was your highlight on Wednesday night?
All right, well, I'm going to go smoke me a blunt. Jasmine, I'll be there tomorrow.
You're going to do a 2-for-40 special. Stop.
Yes, 2-for-40.
Jasmine,
five,
I've enjoyed myself
five.
Again. And we will be talking tomorrow.
Yes, Naima.
All right, Naima, thank you. Yeah, let's wrap up the show. But Naima,
thank you so much,
and I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Jason, you want to say goodnight?
Good night, everyone. I'll see you all same time, same bat channel tomorrow.
All right, Jason, thank you. TJ, good night.
I am the legendary icon, TJ Mizrahi. And remember, wherever alleyway, back corner, or sleepway, wherever you go sleep or fuck, remember to wrap it up because the life you save could be your own.
Thank you, TJ. Tomorrow. Maya?
Yes, this is the antique collection, Maya Angelou. I want to say goodnight to everybody. Everybody have a safe and wonderful night and enjoy yourself. And I thank you.
Thank you, Maya. All right, everybody, I'll see you guys tomorrow at 11:30 p.m. where we will be doing the State of Emergency show. The topic will be, I don't know, we'll figure it out tomorrow. But tune in, it should be very interesting. Have a good night, and bye-bye.